Geek Brunch caller number seven.
Seven? Wow.
Yeah.
That's the earliest I've gotten in.
Yeah, I know. You're usually late.
Usually, 25th, something like that.
Yeah, today you're only 5 minutes late. How've you been? It's been 3 weeks.
It has been 3 weeks. I've been good. I've been busy with work, unfortunately. Work is killing me these days.
Just too much or what? You're working overtime?
Just like the usual amount of overtime that they don't pay you for.
Yeah.
Just like 5 or 6 hours a week overtime.
Yeah.
So the usual. There's just tons of stuff going on, so my to-do list is piling up.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's, but you know, getting closer to retirement, so.
Are you?
Yes, closer and closer.
How many years? 2? 4?
Somewhere between
over the rainbow.
1 and 4, probably.
Well, that's good.
Probably. I got
one. One? Wow.
If we probably won't have it in one.
I'm impressed. You're going to retire before me, you bastard.
That's the on the optimistic side. If I just say, screw this, I'm out of here.
That's the frustrated side.
I think I have. I could probably do 4 more years, maybe 3 more years.
So you're going to retire before 60.
So my goal was 60.
Your but goal is 60.
If it happens before that, that's a
yeah. But you're younger than me.
I am a little bit younger than you.
And I'm going to be 57, so I at least have 3 years. From now.
If you're retired 60.
No, 59 and a half, but it's still roughly around 3 years.
Hello. You can... we were actually looking at this last night, my wife and I. Like, when you can take your 401k money.
Yeah.
I think you can start at 55.
Yeah, I know you can.
But you can only take it from your previous employer. But since we've worked for the same company,
exactly. It's the rule of 55. Yeah, I'm well aware of that. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like you're more on a budgeted like time frame.
The
fact that my company is allowing me to do reduced hours. I think it would be dumb to do it like early.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because like, I have like an approach to do like I'm going to do 32 for 2 more years and then go 30-30 and then like whatever I can bare minimum. My friend just retired. I think he's 2 years older than me. So that would make him like 59.
Yeah.
And he just retired. As soon as the bonus came in, he was gone. But he was down to 10 hours a week. So I'm like, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's slow. Why even do that? I mean.
The one thing like that's holding me back slightly from retiring is that right now, you know, I have my
comic books.
Frivolous expenses. comic books. And right now, you know, I'm working, so I'm making money and I'm spending some of that money on comics. You know, that's logical. You know,
yeah.
I make all this money. I pay my bills. There's some extra. I spend it on comics. But once that stops, then it's like, okay, I'm taking money out of my savings to pay for my bills. And then I'm going to take more money out to pay for my comics.
Yeah, that's when it gets like, maybe I shouldn't be buying so many comics, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
because it's like,
it's my precious savings, you know?
Yeah. And you don't know, like if you knew
how long you're gonna live.
Yeah, if you knew that, which I would,
how what your health is gonna be.
that would be like absolutely terrifying to know, kind of, right? Like,
Absolutely.
I mean, it terrifying to know like when your clock is up. Like, it would be frightening. But at the same time, it would be at
But
least
if you knew for sure, it would like you could plan stuff so perfectly.
budgetary wise, yeah.
You could have like everything laid out perfectly
Yeah.
if you knew for sure. No one do you need to stop buying comics? No one do you need to start selling comics?
Actually should stop. I mean, in reality, I should stop, but I just can't. It's so like I read something and it just like makes me want to
That's
read
because,
something else. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's our drug, right? We get dopamine when we buy comics,
yeah.
and it pleasures our brains. So,
But like last night, I read what the hell is it called? Death Mark. And I liked it so much. Like I
that a Kickstarter?
know it's a Lightning comic. And I liked it so
Lightning.
much. Yeah, it's like
I can look it up.
is it
I can see
Death
if I have it.
Mark? Hold on.
I was thinking of
It
death.
looks like a it, the cover looks like it's
I
drawn
can see
by
the cover.
Neil Adams, but it's not. I mean, does that look like a Neil Adams cover or what?
Don't know. I was looking at my database.
Death
I don't have
Mark.
it. Let me look it up. It's good.
But I was just reading it and I was like, God damn, this is cool. It's only one issue, but it's continued in War
Yeah,
Party.
Death
It's
Mark.
continued in another book, which I have, but I'm not gonna be able to find it. So I was like, oh, let me maybe just order it again, because it'll be like $3, but
Yeah.
they don't have it. So I have to go to the basement somehow. And
Continues in War Party.
but anyway, it was like fascinating. There's this guy that works
Not
for
on my
the
list.
government, and they're basically having him go to like death row. And they tell the death row inmates, they're like, you could fight for your freedom with Death Mark, and we'll let you go if you survive the experience. Well, nobody survives. But anyway, he had a run-in in a previous issue, which I don't know which issue, because War Party is the continuation, and I don't know when they would have had a fight, but they had a run-in where War Party kind of kicked Death Mark's ass, and then he wants revenge back. Like, he's like, I want to go find this guy. Well, War Party is a guy that was in Vietnam, so it's like got your thing going on.
Oh
Like, he was
yeah,
Vietnam,
like it.
and he was kind of like a soldier that was working in a comp, you know, like a division where he would go out on these missions, but he was like terrified. Like, he didn't want to die, you know, and his commander saw how afeared he was and gave him this drug, and he says, well, this drug will give you know, it'll make you, I guess, like kind of like a drunken state where you could at least fight, you know, and not be as paranoid as you would. But this fucker took like the whole bottle. Like, he instead of just one pill, he just fucking took it all.
Uh-oh.
And he went
Uh-oh.
fucking psycho, and he fucking killed his whole squadron, plus all the Viet Cong, plus everybody in the village. Like, he killed everybody, and I guess that's why they call him War Party. But yeah, they show his origin in this book, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then there's this one badass female fighter from Japan that's just going to get revenge for the death of her father. And that's interesting. So you got like three subplots, and I'm like, oh, I want more of this.
Yeah.
But anyway, it spawned me to go to my Lightning Comics collection last night. So.
Nice. Yeah, I always pick up Lightning Comics. I don't always pick them up, but every once in a while I'll pick them up. And most of them are just like one shots. It's interesting though that there was continuation between the one shots, that's gets me more interested for sure.
Yeah, it's just
If there's like an on, if there's any ongoing
the
type storylines
deepest
between the
they go are like
characters.
3 issues. And most of the three
Yeah.
issue ones are Helena or Purge or Judgment
There's
Day
a lot.
or
It looks like Bloodfire has
yeah,
12 issues. Is that
Bloodfire has
true?
12 issues. I finished that. I still needed 2 issues of Judgment Day. And then I finished Purge, which was so those like Lightning Comics came out at the time and they were available at my comic shop back in the 90s, and I was picking them up because at that time I was shopping at this store called Doc's News, and they would get like everything, like all the stupid shit that nobody would buy except for me. Like, I would go back there and it's like, what
Wow.
is this? What is this? And I was like, oh, I'll get this. So, yeah, I was buying like all the Lightning comics, at least the ones that I could get a hold of, which was like Purge, Bloodfire, and Judgment Day. Except I don't have all of those. I still have to get some. But I never bought
Judgment
any
Day's
of
right
the
here.
other ones, like Helena or any of the girl ones, or there's that one kid. There's that one
Yeah.
kid one. I forget what his name is. Creed. Creed, is it Creed? I think it is.
There is a Creed. Yeah, it was Creed
Yeah, Creed
Lightning.
was Lightning, but
It
it
started
didn't
at
start at
Lightning.
Lightning. It ended up, I
Okay.
think, in Lightning. But he had like
Okay.
team ups with Ninja Turtles and all kinds of other stuff. So, yeah, I think he was a popular character. And then there's a lot that I didn't know about. This comic here, I like looked at the cover and I'm like, God, that looks like a Neil Adams cover. And it was Miracle Man that posted it, and I'm like, man, that looks like Neil Adams. And then I look, it doesn't look like that in the interior, but it's really good art. Like, it's really good. And then it's got like preview pages for War Party, and the art even looks better in that one. So I was like, this is cool. So yeah, last night I just went and did a. Well, I haven't purchased them yet. I went to my cart. Cause yesterday I
Yeah,
went,
you
yeah,
added
I
them to your cart.
my current what do you call it? What do they call it? Piggyback is being mailed
Yeah.
to me, like it shipped on the 19th.
I just got mine
Yeah, and that
yesterday.
piggyback seemed like I was focused on my She-Hulk run, like trying to finish it, the John Byrne
Okay.
one. Except I
Yeah.
had all the John Byrne issues. It was all the non-John Byrne issues that I had to buy. There are certain John Byrne covers though, like that were expensive. I don't know if I got it or not, but it was like the one where she's got the beach ball and it looks like she's pregnant or something. Like it was making fun of the
Oh
Demi Moore,
yeah.
you know,
Yeah, the Demi Moore
situation.
magazine
Yeah.
cover. Yeah.
And then I was like on at that time. I was on the, what is that company called? Silver Wolf or Chris Silver? Silver, you know the Chris.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I
Silver
was like
Wolf,
on
yeah.
that kick. So I had read
Nice.
like Legion X and something else. Those are harder to find in the wild or even on my comic shop. Like they show up once in a blue moon. But anyway, he had the, you know, there had a few of them like Fat Ninja and a couple other ones, and I was like, I'm just gonna order fucking everything that's Lightning. I mean, not Lightning, but Chris Silver, and get as much of it that I can. So that order was like focused on She-Hulk and all kinds of
Silver
Silver
Wolf.
Wolf. So it's like
Yeah.
I get on these weird, stupid ass kicks,
That's
and it's
a
like,
very unusual combo.
oh, it's like.
They're packing your box going, he's getting She-Hulk and he's getting Silver Wolf. That's really
Yeah,
weird.
well, yeah, it's like, and then right before we started recording, I read Pinhead, just a random issue of Pinhead that I won on a Twitter auction, and I'm like, this is fucking cool, man. And I've never read Hellraiser comics, but this is like a Pinhead proper comic, and it was just some
Yeah, I don't think I
random,
have the
yeah,
Pinhead.
some
I don't think I knew that was a
random
comic.
issue.
Pinhead. Yeah, the only Pinhead. I have an issue of Pinhead versus Martial Law, which I should get the rest of that because that sounds fantastic.
But I was like digging it, not just art wise, but I was like, what is this? Like, the story is kind of cool, even though I was on issue 3. I was like, I'm understanding it at least, so I could follow the story. And so, like, I'm gonna put those on my cart. So, like, it's like a ripple effect. And then last night, I was fucking reading Logan's World by Barry Blair, and it's Logan's Run, like after Logan's Run, you know, they went and escaped Earth, and he's with Jessica.
Yeah, like a continuation.
Yeah, and it's based on the novel, so it doesn't read like great in the comic format because it's almost like Barry Blair adapted it from the novel, so it comes across as like, oh, he's reading the novel and he's trying to draw from
like
it.
Like a lot of captions.
Yeah, and he's not the best artist for Logan's World, in my opinion. But
who was it?
Barry Blair.
Oh, okay.
But you know, I mean,
he doesn't do a very realistic.
I got
style.
Into the story because the story was really interesting to me because he's like with Jessica in the future and the computer's like dead, the computer that controlled everything, and they don't have like that orgasm world anymore, and there's nothing. It's just like people are living, it's like they're living in the past now, like they're trying to live off the land and do stuff, and his kid's really sick, so he has to go back to the city to try to find some kind of drug to help his son. And then it was really interesting to me. So I'm like, God, I'm gonna order all these Logan's Worlds. And then I found in my database I was missing some Logan's Run comics from Blue Water, so I ordered those. But it's weird. My database has like 6 Logan's Run titles, and only 2 or 3 of them came out because they just never shipped. There were, and I went to go to my DCBS order, and they were all canceled. So I was like, "Wow, these things don't exist, and they don't exist on my comic shop either." So,
oh, it was DCBS. So it was recent.
Blue Water was DCBS wise. It was recent, but it wasn't that recent. We're still looking about 10 years ago.
Yeah, like,
we've been customers of them for a long time.
Yeah, I just meant because the other Logan's Run stuff came out in the like 80s, right?
Yeah, the Adventure Comics, whatever it is. Adventure Series.
Yeah, the Barry Blair stuff. Yeah.
Well, Barry Blair was very diverse within Malibu, that's for sure, because he was in like the Aerosol, he was in Eternity Comics, and I can't remember what the other one was. Adventure. So he was doing comics in like every fucking line that it blows my mind. And then I get into the back ad of Logan's World and I'm like, fuck, there's so much gold here. Like it's like a gold mine of titles I've never fucking heard of. And I was like, wow, this I forget what it was called, Cat something or another. No, it wasn't Cat Fight. It was Cat's Eye or something like that. I was like, this looks cool, and it's from Europe. It's from Europe, and it's Eternity Comics. And the write-up in my database says, has pretty good fight scenes, and she always ends up topless. And I'm like, huh, that sounds interesting to me.
Well, well, that sounds like an interesting story. Like, how did she end up topless? I need to hear why. Was that called Cat's Eye?
I don't remember. Let me pull out the issue.
I do have one issue of Cat's Eye, and I have one issue of Cat Girl.
I think it's Cat's Eye.
Cat Comics. Those are my Cat Comics.
So I added all those to my list, and I added The New Humans. I was like, wow, The New Humans is by Ron Lim. And then it's got like,
I know I have some new humans. Actually, I have a New Humans sitting on my coffee table, number one, because I wanted to read it.
It's Cat Claw.
I don't have Cat Claw.
Eternity from 1990 to 1991.
Oh, I don't have enough New
It
Humans.
says
I think I was going to read number one and
when
see
she was.
if I need
Well,
to get the
the only
rest.
thing about New Humans, where I was like, this is fucking weird, is the first issue is a reprint, and it's Ron Lim. Like, if you have the Eternity one, and it's Ron Lim, but it's a reprint, and then he doesn't do any issue after that, and it's like the creative team changes every issue. So I'm like, this is weird, because it's a continuing series in the creative team. Like, three and four was like
changes.
Kevin Van Hook, and I'm like, oh, this is weird. It seemed like it took like six or seven issues for them to get a stable team on that book.
Huh. That's very interesting.
Cat Claw, when
yeah,
she's
there was a...
has an unexpected encounter with both an angry cat and a lab experiment gone awry, dedicated young college student Carol Connor gains amazing superhuman abilities, feline powers that soon have her patrolling the rooftops as a costume crime fighter, and sometimes she does so topless.
Sometimes she does topless.
The series features the first English translation of Bane Carrick's heroine, reprinting the original 1981 installments. The Adventures of Cat Claw have been syndicated in Carrick's native Yugoslavia and other European countries by Strip Art Features, and appeared regularly in Sweden's anthology magazine Magnum. And I was like, this sounds fucking... And it's like the
oh, I
it's
like
a
covers.
Writer artist, like he does it all. He does the write, the art,
yeah.
And the cover.
Who is it? Bane Carrick? These covers are dope.
Yeah,
man.
So like I run into shit like this, and I'm like, this is fucking cool. Add to cart, boom. You know, like.
Yeah, I've never seen any of these Cat Claws in the wild.
So, yeah, there was like gold. Like I was like discovering all kinds of shit. There was like five more Barry
gold.
Blair books that I added, and.
Yeah, he
I was
does
like,
a lot.
God damn.
It's very prolific.
Yeah, it's. So yeah, I've been in the back issue mode lately.
So suffice it to say, you haven't started slowing down yet.
Yes. Matter of fact, sometimes I think I'm getting worse. Like it's like every time I think I fucking have a handle on it, it like.
You discover, something new.
Well, it gets me excited, Bill. Like I read something, I'm like, this is fucking cool. Like.
That's the worst.
I mean,
the worst is when you read a comic and you get to like the back and there's like ads for upcoming comics. You're like, oh, that looks so awesome, and then you go look it up. Never came out.
Yeah,
no.
But there are a lot that did. Damn. Like, if you're playing in this adventure Malibu world, there's a lot of shit that came out. They were pretty successful, in my opinion. At least Black and White publisher, for sure.
Yeah, they're big at the time.
But I'm having like fucking hard time trying to connect my comic shop and Zenoscope. I've been manually doing it lately. Like, hey, have you talked to Zenoscope lately and got the catalog? And then I fucking get it. And then after 2 months, I'm like, this is exhausting. I'm just giving up. And I think I'm just going to order from the website now, because they have a web store. And I think I'm going direct to the source, because I have found out of all the Zenoscope books, I absolutely love Grim Tales of Terror. I fucking love that book. Like, I read one called Bachelorette Party or something like that, and it was essentially like the movie Hangover, except with females, and it was in the horror vibe, and I'm like, this is fucking cool as shit. But I like read these things, and I'm like, it's great art. It's got like a cool indie horror vibe. And it tells a complete story, and I just fucking love that. Like, I like this is it's not like an anthology like our war comics where it's got three in one. It's just one comic, but it tells, you know, in that
Right, the whole issue tells
that
one
40
story.
pages or whatever they give us for $4.99 or sometimes $5.99. Sometimes they give us 72 pages, but I feel like I get my money's worth, and I walk away and I'm like, this is cool shit.
It is, and I pick them up when I see them, but I wish I had been getting them all along. I think one of the things I don't like about it is how they do their numbering, because they do like seasons kind of, so they have like volume one, volume two, volume three, and each one is like what, 10 issues or something maybe. So it gets confusing because there's like, five different number ones for all the different volumes, so I wish they just like numbered them sequentially. But I do understand the wanting to put out number ones all the time, I guess. It would make it easier for me if they were just sequential. Then I can know what I have and don't have.
And then the other thing that's got me. Like it's hard for me to stay focused because I've been reading like Sergeant Fury and the Halley Commanders, and I really think you would like this more than the war comics we're currently reading, because God, it's like a serial soap opera. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you get like this one quick short story and then you're done. You're getting like this issue leads to this issue leads to this issue, like, because even Black Hawk is like a trilogy of stories. Like, here's three stories, you know. You could read each one of them, but each one stands on its own.
Yeah, that
But
is very nice for sure.
fucking learning about the Howling Commanders, I always thought they were lame. Like, they visually look lame to me. But then I'm like, why would they look lame to me? It's fucking Jack Kirby. Like, it's my favorite artist drawing war comics. And I'm like, and I've read his Losers and stuff and I've loved it, but yeah, it's so like my eye at Heroes Con is, if I'm gonna buy a big book, I've bought issue two of, and I have like a pretty good run of Sergeant Fury and the Halley Commanders, but I would love to get number one in like a VG. Like, just love to get it because I'm like six or seven issues deep into the series, and it is so damn enjoyable. It takes a while to read each issue. They're pretty dense, so like you're looking at, like, at least for me, it's like a 30-minute, you know, 20-minute to 30-minute endeavor, but it is like such a worthwhile endeavor to me. Like, it's so good. And then I've been reading a lot of fucking Marvel Westerns and enjoying the shit out of them. I read this one called Reno, well, I can't remember his name, Reno Williams, I want to say, but of the Gunhawks. And he's an African American cowboy in the Wild West. And I read number seven, and he had just, his partner got killed, so the title changed from Gunhawks to Gunhawk. And, like, the cavalry was after him because he was wanted for the murder of his best friend, but he was not guilty, and they're after him. And then he gets in between the cavalry and the Apache, and then his like girlfriend slash wife, he's trying to be reunited with them, and then he ends up in jail. And I'm like, doing all this fucking research, like, because at the back of the comic it says to be continued in, it was like something crazy, like an anthology, like Marvel Western something or another. But it didn't give you an issue number, and I went to look that up, and there was only one issue, and there was no Gunhawk in that anthology. So I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm like looking everywhere, and finally I'm talking to some people that know things about Western comics, like Kevin, the podcast on the Not Near Mint podcast. And he said,
A
yeah,
country.
he's like, that doesn't exist. They never continued it. I'm like, he's fucking in jail.
Wow.
He's not reunited with his love, and the cavalry's after him. And I'm like, he's gonna be hanged. And I'm like, what the fuck? I want to know what happens. And he just lost his best friend. He's dead. So yeah, it sucks. They never finished it. And then I read another Marvel Western this morning, and I was like, this, God dang, I just, you get to experience like all this different art, and I'm just like, it was just Larry Lieber, Stan Lee's brother drawing it, and I'm like, damn, he lays these panels out really cool. Like for a Western, it looks amazing. So like, yeah, comics get me excited, and then they take me down these fucking paths of, I think the worst thing that that is bad for me is the Twitter auctions, because I just bid on these fucking random books, and then I read them, and then I'm like, oh, that leads me down the My Comic Shop path, and then I start adding shit, and it's like, if I didn't know
Yeah.
about it to begin with, I'd be fine.
Yeah, you'd never be tempted by it if you didn't know it
Yeah.
existed. But let's face facts, eventually you'll learn about everything that came out.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
And then there's Miracle Man. He posts shit, and he's like in our world. Like he's so much in our world. Like
He
he.
is. I was thinking about like. If I were to post like every time I have one of the comics he has, I'd be like be annoying to him because it'd be like every time I post something he's like put saying have and some of the stuff I'm, want.
Yeah, I want to like tag him in everything that I got just to see if he's got it or he knows about it, you know? But
Yeah, he's definitely
he's so in
in
our
our
wheelhouse
wheelhouse.
of we get excited about the shit that nobody cares about. Like it's like I'm on this video podcast and I'm saying, "Look at this shit. Like this is cool. I've never seen it before. Nobody gives a shit." But like if you
It was
show
funny.
giant size X-Men, everybody's like, "Oh, banger alert." You know, it's like,
Yeah.
but I already have,
Or yeah, a variant cover that just came out
it's
recently.
so weird for me because everything that everybody shows, I already have, except for Kevin Freeman because he shows like fucking Atlas Westerns and I don't have any of those. Do you know what I mean? So it's like everything. Oh, they're like banger alert on this Iron Man number one. I got that. The Submariner. I have a full run. Like that stuff doesn't get a rise out of me because I've already done it. I've already hit that mountain. Do you know what I mean?
You've
But
been there, yeah.
then you get Miracle Man and he shows some shit and like what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that you never
Yeah,
heard
it's like
before, yeah.
or the other guy, the Michael guy from Canadian, he posts a lot of like Richie Rich and Harvey stuff, and I'm like, now that looks
Okay.
cool to
Yeah.
me. Like I'm like, I don't have much of that in my collection, but that looks really cool. Like
That's R Richie Rich is one where I have like several issues, a bunch of issues, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because there's like,
so
I
much
don't know, a
of
thousand Richie Rich comics out there. Like
it.
there's so many. It's ridiculous. So I like to keep it. That's why I like when I collect things that are like very limited
Yeah,
in
but
skin,
I
so
still
I can
when I
actually get
run
them all.
across something that's like a Harvey, I will pick it up. Like this
Oh
last batch,
man,
I got
I
like a
love the
Harvey
Harveys.
Popeye, which was really cool. I got some Jinx, little Jinx from
I did.
Archie.
I actually here. So this is funny. You posted like that you were going to be on this or whatever, and I happened to click on it, the live YouTube thing, right when you were showing your comics. And you're right, like you were showing stuff, and I was like, oh, that's great. And everyone else was just like looking at their
Yeah,
desk
they're
doing something.
fucking asleep. It's like Mike's presenting right now. It's nap
You're
time.
like, that Wilkins boy. I'm
Yeah,
like, oh,
that
that
Wilkins,
Wilkins boy's great. I'm working
no,
on getting a full run of
nothing. Like no
that.
response whatsoever. Give a
And you showed that Marvel one. I'm like, oh
yeah,
my
little
God,
kids.
I want
Look,
that.
it's little kids. Like,
I want
what
that.
the hell?
Their eyes perk up at Marvel, but then they're like, oh, we don't know what to
Yeah.
But to be fair, though, they're showing the comics that the people want to see, where no one cares what the comics you're showing.
Well, I threw in a couple in there.
Was that Little Kids? Yeah, I don't have any
I
Little
threw in
Kids.
like,
Oh, I do. I have one issue of Little Kids. I have number
I threw
six.
in a little.
I got that recently, actually. I remember. I was very excited to find an issue of
Well,
Little
my little
Kids.
kids, I'm almost done with, and
Oh, I said
most
one
of them
issue.
I've gotten through Mr. Twitter guy, Media Mick, but yeah.
Little
Well,
Jinx, I
so
have
you saw
several.
what I was showing, like
I don't
I
remember what
had a
else.
Metal Man and some. I had Hansi. I showed that, and they like covered the whole screen because it has a Nazi symbol on it. And then I showed like Melody, which is like the most tame. It's the story of a new
Oh, about the
dancer,
stripper.
yeah.
I have the collection, like the collection of
And
that somewhere.
they covered the screen, so I like I understand doing it if it was a nasty cover, but this is not
I think
nasty.
they were just being funny,
Yeah,
I
that was
think.
a nasty.
Cause you said it was a porn comic, so never know. You could have opened it up and now that one I want to read because it's like I believe it's written by the stripper herself and
Yeah,
then drawn by
that's
the
what I
narrative.
really love, that like Private Dance, man. That comic is one of my favorite comics to read. Like, I fucking love it.
Yeah, I need to. I think I have that trade.
I
Don't
find it so
think so.
fucking real. Like, I've only been to like maybe six strip clubs in my fucking life, but the experiences I've had there and the things I saw, it's so like fucking genuine. Like I find it so real. Like it's
Really?
yes. I mean, not some of the side story.
I find it so
Well, some of the side
fake.
stories, it's the subtleties that are real. You know what I mean? Because
Oh,
you're not going to
no, I have
get
no idea
the
what you mean.
subtleties of how they approach
The
a
subtleties are
customer
real.
or the champagne room stuff, like that kind of stuff. So
You lost me.
the way they approach you and the way they
Yeah.
talk to you,
Yeah, it's so
it's
real.
real. Yes, it's very fucking real.
I think you've been bamboozled.
What do you mean?
Because they just want you to get you in the champagne room so they can get your
I
money.
know they can. And that's exactly what that book shows.
So you okay? Well, I
It
mean,
shows
I
that,
understand it from.
yes, there's some
I understand
characters
from.
they care about. Like there's the one stripper that it sort of cares about the one kid that comes in that has no money. That's fucking
Yeah, I understand from.
unrealistic. But if you look at just like your
Yeah.
typical customer that's in there and how they treat them and some of the snide remarks they make if you turn them down and shit like that, it's like that's real. Like that's fucking real. And really, they don't give two shits about you. Like they really don't care. They just want your money.
Right. So, yeah, that's why I enjoy it. I enjoy reading the stories from the strippers themselves of what it's like and how things go. Because I'm absolutely fascinated by that. I mean, even like anything in the adult industry, I'm interested in hearing the stories of the women. But it's weird to hear you say like going to a strip club. You like going to the strip club because it's so real
No,
when
it's not.
the whole thing is basically an illusion.
No,
It's like here's these pretty girls
that didn't come across as
that
right. I said what is in the comic of Private Dance. The
Okay.
dialogue is sometimes very realistic.
Yeah, you confused me because
The situation.
veered onto saying that you've been to strip clubs so many times in your
Well,
life
I said
that
a
you
handful.
find the experience
I
very
said like
real.
six times. Like, they don't take me back
you're
there
going
and I
to
fucking,
six-time,
like,
fine.
get a blowjob in the back room. No, I don't get that.
You're going 6 times a week and you're going to the champagne room.
A matter of fact, when we're
and the whole thing,
when we're fucking done right now, I think I'm gonna go to the champagne room. I'll be right back, Barb. I'm going to the champagne room.
That's right. No, I know that's a lie because if you're doing that, you wouldn't be able to afford the comics.
Oh fuck
so.
No! I would be.
You prioritize.
I'd have to like stop buying comics.
It's true though. There are guys like us who are in the exact situations we're in. And instead of reading comics, they go to strip clubs and go to champagne rooms.
Yeah.
And that's where they spend their money.
I've never been in a champagne room, but I've been prompted to go to a room.
Oh, sure.
The craziest one that I've ever been to was, it was at Cocoa Beach. So I was on a work assignment and I was bored off. I was the only one there. Like, I wasn't with coworkers or anything. I was the only one that was working at the Cape. And at Cocoa Beach, I was working like fucking 14-hour days. And I'm like, what am I going to do?
Ugh.
Oh, the only thing that's open is a strip club. I think I could go to a strip club this night. So I went to this one. That place is closed down by now. And it was like the weirdest strip club. They had your poles and that, but they had like chairs all the way around the fucking building. And these strippers would come to you and say, you want a lap dance?
Right, outside the building or inside the building?
Inside the building. So they're, but along the walls, like along the walls, there are just these like rows of chairs. And so it's okay. Weird too, because this bar was like hopping. There's like, there's a lot of guys there, right? And there's a lot of girls too. Like, usually a strip club, you have like, I don't know, 10 girls at least on the floor at any one time. Well, this one had like 30. It was like all kinds of them. It was like,
oh wow,
they were everywhere.
Big one, big place.
And I was like, huh, I'll get a lap dance. And this chick, man, she was grinding me. Like, I've never been grinded like that before. She's just like, argh! It was fucking hurting. Like, it was.
She was going to work.
And I, I never experienced that drilling for love. It was the weirdest experience of my life because it was like, that fucking hurts, man.
It's like, it's chafing, chafing.
Oh, God almighty. When is this song over?
Pour some sugar on me. Like, no.
Yeah.
No more sugar on me.
But the one that you didn't get are the one shots, like Private Dance, Las Vegas, Private Dance, New Orleans, or something like that. Those are the ones that are written by strippers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's in the...
Pat Shan writes them, but he... But you, the writer credit is from the girl. And they're saying this is based on, you know...
There you go, Private Dance. Does it say what's in it? Let's see.
But anyway, why were we talking about strip clubs? I don't know.
We're talking about...
What were we talking about before?
Season... Yeah, I don't think it says what it collects.
I don't remember where we were. Oh, we were talking about me on that podcast and that strip comic that I showed about the true life stripper. That's how we got there.
We were talking about Private Dance.
But the other thing that you know how when we're on this audio podcast and you've been on ones where it's me, you, Micah, or we have somebody else on, and it's like, I think at max we've had like 4 people. Sometimes I've gone 5.
That one episode where we had like people,
but we called a lot, right? Was it all at once?
That's one where Yeah, when drunken Luke Foster called in
Yeah, but
after
I
staying up
think
all
that was
night.
like talking to a bunch of people at different times. I don't
That's true,
remember,
yeah. But
but
don't know how many the max
like
was. Anyway, what's your
my point is with this thing, it was like you there's too many, there's so many that
There's a lot of
you
people on
don't
that.
know how.
Oh, the one you're on? Yeah, there was a
You
lot of
just
people
don't
on
know
there.
how to like even interrupt. Like how do you
Right.
like
'Cause there's like what, eight people
eight
maybe?
people? Like I think at one time it was
That's a lot.
nine, and then Lady Fantastic left. But it was like when I first went on, I went on early, and there was only five, and I was like, oh, I can manage this. Like
Yeah, that's
this is
manageable.
manageable. But then I was like, oh, it was eight, and I'm like, oh no, this is gonna be like chaos, especially when you're talking about a comic topic like LCSs and stuff. Like
Oh yeah, if you get into an in-depth
yeah,
conversation, yeah, it's gonna be hard
you
to.
can't do it. And
Yeah.
I wanted to chime in, but I was mostly silent because I is just trying to get
Couldn't
a
find an
word.
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the
Yeah.
one time I did find an in, I didn't. It wasn't really an in. It was like I'm talking over somebody, and I'm like, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
But
Right.
yeah, it's tough, man. And that was the reason I came on to it, because he sent me an IM, and he says, we're talking about LCSs. Would you like to come on? And I was like, yeah, I'd like to say some
Ah,
things.
yeah. Did you get your opportunity
Not
to?
really. I
All
did
right.
not, because nobody moderates it.
Yeah, I was gonna ask
Like if it went
the
like
main
a
guy
if it went around the round table
moderates.
and he moderated, like, okay, Mike, do you got something to say? And then it like focused in on you, and you could say like for 5 minutes or 2 minutes, say some of the things that you like. But it's more like a free for all.
Yeah.
You're in a room, and without a moderator, it's like being in a meeting without a moderator. It's like you don't have control of the meeting.
Yeah, and in that situation, there's always going to be a couple of people who are more vocal and kind of hug the
Yeah, and I kind of
conversation.
wanted to like chime in on some things. Like maybe Lady Fantastic was talking about cards, and I fucking wanted to go upstairs and grab my binders and show some of them. But like
What? Oh, cards. I think that
yeah, the
cars.
superhero, like
Okay.
the Marvel
Yeah, the
Masterwork cards
Marvel.
and stuff. Like I used to
Yeah.
collect them, like all of them. Like I used to me and Barb would buy a box in college, and then we'd go through the whole box and see if I got them all. But
Yeah, I
yeah,
remember
we would
you
do that,
mentioning that
but like
before.
I couldn't really chime in too much. Like I was able to say some things, but it wasn't like
I have those.
yeah. And then YouTube, like for me personally, like I've tried some stuff, and it's like the weirdest fucking thing. It's like if you put anything that means anything to you, like it has any kind of substance, you get like, oh, there's two views. And then if you just fucking flip through a row of comics, it's like 1400 views, and you don't say a goddamn word. And
Just showing some
no,
random
yeah, you could
comics.
go look at the shit that I've had, and you'll see like 1400
Yeah.
views on this, and all the stuff that has no content, like in my opinion, is the stuff that
Right.
matters, like the stuff that hits. And it's like
Yeah.
I don't want to do this because that's not me. Do you know what I mean? It's that if you can't like get like a personality out of the story, I'd rather just not do it. I don't know if it's the algorithm that does it. And then the other thing that's weird about that stuff is if you do it on the weekend, like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you'll get poppin' results. But if you do it like during the week, you get nothing. Like it's like,
Really?
yeah, virtually,
Interesting.
I'll hit like 100 instead of 1,000, and it's like
Wow.
what a big difference. And there I've been playing around with it just to see, like, because I always hear Heath Holland and bitch about the algorithms, and There's got to be something to it, but I just don't understand it.
Well, there is for sure, and I think it's a matter of how people consume their media, and I think a lot of people like on YouTube. Well, 'cause like when you go to YouTube, it'll show you like if you go to like home, it'll just show you like a bunch of videos that are from things you follow or whatever, or things that think you'll like and stuff. And most people probably just go down that list and kind of watch the stuff there. So, and that's kind of the algorithm, right? Whether or not you get in that list or not. And if you don't get put in that list, if you're not in that list that people see when they log in, then the likelihood that they're going to go say, "Hey, I wonder if he has a new episode up," is small. And that's your diehard people are going to do that, but everyone else is going to be too going to be lazy and going to wait for stuff to
The
show up in
maybe
their
it's that
feed.
I'm old, but like I'll go to my subscriptions and I'll look at which ones are new.
Yeah, you
Because
look at the.
there's this guy that's in fucking Denver, and I forget what his podcast is called. I could pull it up. But he actually went to Ed's Cards and Comics, like, and he called
Nice.
Ed crusty. But it was a
Crusty.
glowing review. He kind of said the store's a little bit chaotic and he's got too much and it's hard to move and stuff, but it's so true. Like it's organization is crap, but he's got like a lot of stuff like to buy. And he said this was a fun store 'cause I he bought the most comics there. And I get that. Like I but I could go to like subscriptions and find this guy. He's let me see. He's called Outer Worlds.
What was he?
But the
He just, is that what he does? Goes to the comic stores and
he
reviews
goes
them?
to
Or that's one of the things he
he goes
does?
to comic store like he went to all the Colorado Springs stores here, which was kind of interesting to watch from my perspective because I've been there. Do you know what I mean? I know the stores, and to see it through his eyes, it was fun to watch. So like I would recommend that episode to you just so you could see what stores are in my neck of the woods.
Check out
Yeah,
your
yeah.
stores,
He's missed. He missed a couple though. He missed the mall, and he would have found some of that stuff. I think, really, because they've turned the mall into like a Hobby Lobby station of comics and collectibles. It doesn't have like stores anymore. It's more like a collection place. But he didn't hit that. He didn't hit one called Iron Lion, which is a cleaner store, but he hit most of everything else, like the downtown one and a couple others. And he hit Heroes and Dragons, which is going out of business, and that was interesting too, because that's where I used to get my boxes from. But until Ed started getting the drawer boxes, but the thing I like about this guy is he has our itch. Like he'll go through a box and he's like, "I've never seen this before. I like it. Like I bought this because I've never seen this before." And that's the kind of thing I like, is because he might run across something, and like this one guy, he went to some guy's, like he bought a collection because he like ransacked a he bought a storage locker, and not this guy but his friend, and it had a lot of good stuff in it. Like it had a lot of indie stuff and a lot of like keys. But yeah, it's interesting to see the keys that he got, 'cause you're like, wow, that's worth a lot and stuff. But I'm more interested in like what is that? Like what is that weird shit? So yeah, I'll watch that stuff. But I subscribe to a lot. Like I always watch the hot, you know, what's hot, because that this new trend, I don't know if you've been following it, but they've been like making hot books that are like Image books and Mad Cave books, and we're talking about one of them today. The Is Ted Dead? That went Is Ted Okay? That one went viral.
Oh, is that a hot book?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I don't
know
who
know. I
determines
haven't.
it. I don't know how it comes about. Like I've read
Well, I mean, I assume a lot of it's based on sales and not necessarily sales like from stores, because a lot of these things have small print runs and probably sell out quickly. But this on the secondary market, like on eBay, whatever, when
Well,
something
that's
like
all it's really
starts selling from
based
20
on,
bucks or
and I
whatever,
still
they.
think it's like a speculator that's doing it. I really do. Like,
Yeah,
he's
I mean, it wouldn't be hard
cornering the
to
market.
manipulate the
He's
market.
manipulating
Yeah.
the market with stuff that he wants to sell. Like, he's buying 10 copies of this.
Right, buy a bunch of them. Yeah. And
So,
then put them up on eBay for 20 bucks
but you
each
know
and.
what? I read Dork, and I know a lot of people love it, but I swear to God, it's something that me and you've read in terms of Barbarian or that Ahoy book where by Garth Ennis where she talks to her fucking sword. It's just a little goblin that talks to his shield. So it's not,
Yeah, there's several books
yeah,
like
but
that.
it's like not, it's not breaking you ground. It's not
Yeah.
breaking you. It's violent, like the Ahoy book and some of the other ones, like Barbarian. So it has the violence, but they
Yeah.
put like a cute, cartoony art style on it. That's what makes it different. That's
Yeah.
why Dork is different. But like White Sky is like it's like Walking Dead, but a little less interesting in my opinion. But it was hot.
Yeah, I haven't read either of those yet.
Well, I'm reading them
Yeah,
all because I'm fascinated. Like, what the fuck is
why is this
driving this?
popular?
Like, what
Yeah.
is making it hot? And like, I read Dork, and I'm like, is this really for me? But it wasn't really for me anyway. I already knew it probably wouldn't be. And then there's some surprises. Like, I was like, why is Ted okay? And I really like this one. That's why I selected it. Like I could have selected Dork, I could have selected White Sky, I could have selected some of the others, but I've been having the mentality since you've been not picking is that I'm gonna pick stuff that I like to talk about. Like
Right.
so this is one that I wanted to
It's a fair
talk
way to do
about.
it.
Monster and the Wolf, I'm very excited about, so I had that. And then Don't Forget Your Briefcase was just a random one that I picked, and I'm like, that is fucking cool. Like, this kid is fucking nuclear, has the nuclear suitcase. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then Smile, I enjoyed because I like the setup. I like the fact that there's a bunch of models and they're going on
I'm
this
surprised you
tour.
like that one as much as
Oh
you
man, I
did.
was a fan of Paper Dolls when that was on TV, man. So you got,
So
yeah, I was like,
you're all
oh
about the
yeah, I was like,
modeling
well,
agencies.
give me some of that, and then put a horror spin on it. So yeah. Plus, I like the franchise,
Fascinating.
so I watch the Smile movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
Oh, is that what is ba is it based? Is it related to the
yeah,
movies? I didn't even know. I didn't even know that.
the horror movies, there's two of them out now.
I know what the. I don't think I've seen them. I didn't know this comic was related to that though.
Yeah, that's probably why you probably didn't think much of it, because if you don't like the
Yeah, I
concept,
don't. I
or
didn't get the
if you don't get
bigger.
the bigger
Yeah, the bigger
picture, you're
universe.
like,
Yeah.
so what makes this special?
Yes.
But like
Yeah.
me, I know what it is. Like I know that this whatever virus or whatever the thing you want to call it is good.
Right, you're
It
familiar.
causes
Yeah, we're
people to
familiar with
smile themselves to death and shit.
the
Yeah.
background story, ongoing thing. Cool. Well, I do have a convention story to
No,
tell,
nice.
because I was recently at a local con. It's the one that they have like every 6 months or something at the DuPage County Fairgrounds. I've talked about it in the past. It's actually one of my favorite conventions just because it's, smaller, but there's still a lot of tons of vendors, no celebrities. Oh, usually no celebrities. So the difference this time is they actually had celebrities this time for the first time. Like, apparently big celebrities, because when I first got there, so it opened like I think at 10, and I usually get there like 10:20 or something. I wait for the, because there's always a line when they first open. So I get there and there's like a pretty long line, and I'm like, why is there still a long line? That's weird. So I go through the line, I get in, and I start going around. So the first thing I do is I kind of do a loop to see like w which dealers I want, which tables I want to hit up first or whatever, which has stuff that I like. And I start w winding my way through the aisles. And all of a sudden, there's like a bunch of people in the aisles. I'm like, why is there so many people here? Like, this place is actually, it was when I was first checking in. I'm looking and I'm like, there's a lot of people in there. This place is like packed. It's like, it's never, usually there's a bunch of people. Like, it's pretty well attended, but this was like crazy. And then I noticed that like it was people like lined up in the aisles, like winding back and forth through the aisles, heading to like the back corner. And I'm like, I knew there was like some special guests, but I didn't even know like who they were or anything. But so I walk back to the back corner, and yeah, sure enough, there's a table and there's some people sitting behind it, and there's this huge line for them winding up and down all the aisles. And I'm like, holy, what the heck, who are these people? So I looked on the thing, and apparently it was people from a reality show called it's called something like the 1,000 Pound
Oh,
Sisters.
no, I
Have you heard of
haven't.
that?
But I don't want.
Yeah,
There
I
was
think.
a time where me and Barb were into reality TV, but that's no longer the case.
Yeah, so I guess it's a current show on, I think it's on like on TLC or something. It's about these two sisters who, they must have been 500 pounds each, and it's like their weight loss
Yeah.
journey. But this is light, so I'm like, this kind of sucks, because it was like hard to, because you're trying to go through like a box at this thing, and there's like this big line of
What was
people
the
like
title
behind
of
you,
this
and
con?
I don't remember what it's, what they
But
actually
it was
call
a
it.
fairground one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's at the, yeah, it's at
Yeah, that's a
Fairgrounds.
regular one, right? They just have, like, here's
Yeah.
a con at the fairground. We'll call it Con
Yeah, they
Fairground.
have it. Yeah, they have it like every
But
6 months
the
or
difference
something.
between previous ones is it wasn't usually celebrity driven and stuff, and this time it seems like it
Right, they've
was.
never, I've never seen a celebrity. This is the first time I've ever seen a celebrity
Yeah.
there. They have like comic guests, not big ones, just like local people.
Yeah.
But they've never had, yeah, they've never had this. So I kind of tried to go to the dealers that weren't blocked by all these people. And then a little bit later I noticed like, oh, they're not being blocked anymore. I'm like, I wonder if like, I guess the
The celebrities
popularity has died
left.
down. Like
Yeah.
everyone's, the celebrities were still there, but I guess it died down. So I took, by this point I had gotten a bunch of comics, so I took my load of comics out to my car, and that's where I found out they have, the line still is there, but they apparently, the fire marshal came in and said you can't have all these people blocking the aisles like this. So they made it go down one of the aisles, through the hallway that goes to the women's bathroom, out the emergency exit, and down into the parking lot. So I walked in my car, passing by like this huge line of people to my car. And actually, so I went back to the convention, I got more comics. So I was there for, I don't know, like 3 hours or something. And
Redirecting people through the women's bathroom?
past the women's
Oh, okay.
bathroom. It's like the hall. Yeah,
You weren't
yeah, there's
going through the women's bathroom. Okay.
Right.
You're
Yeah.
like,
No.
"Oh,
No.
there's women in here and it's they're going
Sorry.
poop." Yeah,
Yes, you just gotta. Well, it's convenient though. If you need to go, you can go along the way, on along the way. They should always have a toilet on
this
the long line.
is all the fans of a 1,000 pound woman show, so
Yeah, the
let's
1,000 pound
direct them
woman.
through the bathroom.
That's right. They're just reality. These reality TV watchers can go through the bathroom. Why not? But even when I left, there was still a huge line. I'm like, oh my gosh. So apparently, this show must be super popular. Because it was crazy.
It...
And I'm like, I guess it's good for the convention because they're making a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
But, and
What is
actually,
the
it was fine
admission
because
cost? Like $5, $10?
it was
Okay.
$10. And actually, at first, it was bad because when they were blocking the aisles, but once they redirected the traffic, it was fine. Like, there, you could make it through the aisles perfectly fine. So it was not bad at all.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the people because it was kind of a chilly day, so all these people are waiting out in the cold. I'm like, hey, I guess you do what you have to do to. Hopefully, I'm guessing it was actually good for the toy vendors at the show because I'm guessing a lot of the people who are waiting to see these 1,000-pound women probably weren't into comics, but they may like look around and pick up some toys because there's a lot of toy vendors there as well,
Yeah.
so. Hopefully they did pretty good. But I found some stuff, so I was happy.
What'd you
I'll
find?
tell you the I'll, yeah, I need to grab the weirder stuff I got, but offhand what I remember getting, I went to this one booth and they had like, well, it's funny 'cause they had like dollar bin dollar boxes, $2, $5, and they had 50-cent boxes. When I first walked over there, like to the side, like on a chair, there's just like a long box or maybe it was a short box on a chair. It was a 50-cent one. So I started looking through it and I was like, oh shit, there's stuff in here that I actually want. Like there was a run of like a Justice Machine. Is that what it's
Oh
called?
shit.
Yeah, there's like a big run of Justice Machine. I'm like, oh, I'll take those. Then there's like a big, there's a, oh, Youngblood.
Strike file?
Yeah, Strike File.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of Youngblood Strike File. I'm like, oh, I'll take those.
Yeah.
And then I was going through the quarter bins. I also found like a big run of Psi-Force. I was
Yeah.
very excited to find a big run of Psi-Force. And there's another universe. Oh, I think a Night Mask. There's a bunch of Night
Yeah,
Masks.
that's you got so you got two titles from
Yes.
the universe I just
There was a
completed.
couple
New
of Night Masks. It
universe,
was
the new
Justice.
universe.
Yeah, Justice. Yeah, New Universe. There's a bunch of Justice. So I
Yeah.
got those. And there was a bunch of Wildstorm, the Warren Ellis Wildstorm.
Yeah. Do you know which one
'Cause I had like the f
specifically, or is it the Jim Lee properties or the side stuff that he did, like Desolation Jones or
No, it was the no. It, while the actual
Oh,
Wildstorm title.
the heroes stuff. The Wildstorm title.
Yes. Yeah, there's like 24 issues, I think. So I got like 10 through 24 or something like that. What else did I get? I got some Lab Rats. John Byrne. And what are some other? But basically, I got like, there was like several like decent runs of stuff. I was like, oh shit. I was very happy. Filled in a lot of holes. It was very exciting.
Yeah, for
And then I
cheap
did
too.
manage to get some old stuff. Yeah, that was, yeah, I
You
was
know
really
what
happy
too
to find
that is
those.
nice to have, at least in your neck of the woods, because if you ever decide to start selling some of your stuff, that would be the way to go. I mean, hopefully
Oh,
there's
just go to one of
people
those, yeah.
like you and that are looking for the crazy shit, right? That you want to sell and pick it up for $1.50, and then you made your money back.
That's true. Yeah, that probably is. Probably like sell the more expensive stuff on eBay.
eBay
Yeah, and then all the rest of the stuff. Yeah, that would
yeah,
be
just
it.
like try to bulk get rid of it, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, just go to a show and yeah, pair it all off. Yeah, I did manage to get some older stuff too, though. I was pretty happy about. You know what I've been getting? It's called like it's an Archie comic, and I don't know why it wasn't on my radar before this. And I'm not sure if I just didn't see it, or if for some reason it's just making its way to cons now. But it's Madhouse.
Oh yeah.
Like I've been seeing that more and more.
Yeah, it's been coming up more in my view too, and I used to never see it
Yeah,
before,
that's
you
what
know.
I never saw it because I always look through the Archies and I'm always looking for the weird Archie stuff. Like that's why I get like that Wilkins boy, and
Yeah.
is Little Jinx a Archie comic? I don't
Yeah, it
remember.
is.
Yeah,
It
Little
is.
Jinx. Yeah, now so now I've started seeing these Madhouse, which is weird because it's called Madhouse, but then it's called Madhouse Glads for like
Yeah.
20 issues, and then it goes back to Madhouse.
I have maybe two or three. That's it.
Yeah, I've been getting those. There's a lot of the highest issue I have is 118, so there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
But those are awesome. And then I know I got some little iodines. They were in pretty bad condition, but I just got them because I want to own them
Yeah.
in any condition. I don't remember if I
Well,
got any.
sometimes getting them in low condition is good. I mean, like my Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commanders, I can't rate it higher than a 2.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the only way I'll be able to afford it.
But you own it, yeah.
Yeah, but I own it and I can read it and
Exactly.
I can see it.
It's still the comic, just like all the other versions of the comic that are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
But it sure is nice to get a pristine copy of something because, like, I was reading my Rawhide Kid, and I swear to you, that thing looks like a very fine copy. Like, it just looks like it came off the shelf. And I was like, God
Yeah.
dang, this thing is just beautiful. Like, it just presents so well. The colors pop, the pages are all white, and it's like,
Yeah.
wow, this is great.
That's weird. Sometimes I'll get one and it'll look kind of shitty, like the cover's kind of in bad condition. But then I'll open it up and like the colors are like so bright. I'm like, how does this happen?
Yeah.
It's like the inside of this is gorgeous. Because you could get like a nicer copy that has shittier interiors. But it's
Yeah,
worth more money
yeah.
because the cover is nice.
Yeah.
Where you can get a shitty cover and then the interiors are like beautiful. It's always amazing you get a comic like from the 40s when like the colors are just like vibrant. It's like, how does that happen? And then you get a
Yeah.
Marvel comic from the 80s and like you could barely see the colors anymore because they're so faded. I guess it's just
Right.
the ink they used, maybe. I don't know. Ugh.
Yeah.
I just love being able to buy stuff from the 40s and 50s and stuff. It's like, ugh. So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Well, if I was, I wish I think C2E2 is this coming weekend, right?
Yeah.
If I was going, I would love to go to that fucking warehouse that you go to
Oh,
to
yeah.
get old issues, man. I'm
Did go
sure I
there
could
recently,
find
but or
something.
not recently, but I went there at the beginning of the month, but I don't remember. I didn't get a ton there last time. You know what I did? You
Yeah,
know what I did get from
what did
that?
you get?
There are these like religious comics that I never
Yeah.
got in the past because I'm not, me and religion are not on speaking terms. But I decided, you know what? Screw it. For a dollar, I'm just gonna grab them because they're just so weird looking. Like one was like through the something. What is it called? Let me look here. Through the th no, not that. Oh, maybe it wasn't through. Shoot, I don't remember what they're called now. There was one that looked like a 60s druggy looking one. I should have grabbed them. I swear it was. Hang on, I'm gonna look through.
Through red windows, through gates of splendor,
Oh,
through
that's it. Through
history.
gates of Through gates of splendor. That's it.
Oh, that's Spire.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Spire. Yeah, so I got a bunch of Spire
That's the
comics.
same way that I got from the Hanzi that I
Oh, it's
showed. That's a
Hanzi
Spire.
a Spire.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of. Let me see which ones I got. I got Through the Gates of Splendor. I got Live It Up. I got My Brother's Keeper.
I got that one, My Brother's
My
Keeper.
Brother's Keeper. I think Live It Up was the cool looking one because it's like a some hippies. Born Again. I got Born Again. They had a bunch of them.
I
Crossfire.
think I got Crossfire.
Yeah,
Let me
Cross the
see.
Switchblade. I think I got that one.
Crossfire. That sounds familiar. Yes, I have Crossfire.
These are just, I don't know, they're so silly.
I've been trying to get most of these. I mean, they did some Archie books too, Spire.
Yeah, I do have an Archie one. I was pissed off because it was a religious Archie book.
Yeah, they.
Hot damn.
You know what? They're all right. They're good. They're interesting stories. Like I buy religious comics, and they always have that like weird message, but.
Oh no, our Jughead soul food.
Yeah.
Short stories about Jughead and his love for food, some of them repurposed from earlier Archie comics, lead to a discussion of prayer before meals
Yeah,
and other more spiritual forms of nutrition. So these repurposed Archie comics? That's funny.
there's a lot of them though. They did the one I really want is the Johnny Cash one. That's the one I really want. I really wanted Hansi. That was my
Oh,
number one.
hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah, hello, I'm Johnny Cash. That's the one I want.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard to find.
You can find it. You just have to pay for
Oh,
it.
yeah.
Finding it in the wild like you do, that I doubt it, but
Yeah, at first I was gonna pass on them,
eBay.
but they had a bunch. Like there was like five of them or something. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna get them. I'm just gonna get them. The one that really sold me was that "Live It Up" though, because like the cover is so awesome.
Live it up.
Just looks
Oh yeah, it looks like a
great.
romance.
Yeah,
Looks like a romance novel.
does. Well, speaking of which, I did pick up a couple of romance books at the re recent convention. I love it when I can find
That
that.
is a really good cover. I
That's
mean,
awesome.
a
The
lot of heads in
logo,
there.
yeah,
You got some surfing going on, some mariachi music in the background, and
Hot
driving a
rod.
sports car. Some rich daddy. What did I read recently that was spooky? That was very weird with a dad. Oh, it was Black Kiss. That I was wondering where the daddy thing. That was creepy as fuck.
Oh yeah, daddy.
You always wonder, like, how are they going to keep telling the story when we already know the ending from the first series? But he manages to do it, you
Yeah,
know?
this one was especially interesting because it was like interwoven in through the
Well,
main storyline.
that was a revenge story that took
It was.
decades.
Yeah.
Like fucking decades. They let that one fucker, Santa Claus, live forever.
I know. That's kind of one of the things that kind of pissed me off a little bit because I'm like, what's the point of waiting until someone's in their 90s to kill them out of
Yeah.
revenge? It's like you let them live his whole
That
life. Screwing people over, abusing people. It's like you couldn't have killed him earlier. You're a demon.
he's a fucking drunken Santa Claus at a fucking shopping mall now.
It's like, really, you couldn't kill
That's
him?
the part I couldn't get because at that point she had gone through multiple Dagmars. You know, and they might have met. I think the first guy got the best torture, in my opinion, because that guy got what was coming to him. He got a dick in his ass, and he got fucked. That
He did.
guy got what was coming to him. The other guys, like, why suck off Santa Claus before you kill him?
That's another thing I was
Like he's
upset about.
getting,
I'm like, why
yeah,
give
he's
him
getting.
pleasure before killing
Why
him?
fucking give him pleasure? Yeah, that's what I couldn't get. Like,
I do like that she likes to rip dicks off.
that's the part I didn't get when she killed her father. Like, where did the dick come from?
I
All of
think
a
she just
sudden, it was in his face.
she just ripped it off and stuck
No,
it in
but
his face.
it didn't show the ripping off.
It
Like
didn't.
it.
No, it didn't. Well,
All of a sudden, there was a cock in his mouth. I'm like, what the
I know that. Yeah, it's like Heroes that one year.
fuck happened?
my dick in my hoe? What happened?
Yeah, that if I wasn't so intimidated by Howard Chaykin, I would love to talk to the man. This story is elaborate. Like, yes, it's X-rated. I will say that, but it is fucking an elaborate.
We just talked about a dude getting his dick ripped off and stuck in his face. So yeah.
But it's an elaborate story. Like, it's so deep. I mean, it's decades and decades of violence, mm-hmm. and Hollywood and characters that are going through the decades, and it is so fascinating.
Yeah, he's telling the entire lifetime of these characters.
Hollywood, you get Hollywood in it. You get like it. I'm so glad we bought this. I am so glad we read the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm glad we were reading.
I'm so glad we got another chapter of it.
Read it,
because I read it. So like I just thought it was a dirty book. Like, mm-hmm. I read it Black Kiss 2. So like think about it. If you just read Black Kiss 2. And you don't know everything about Black Kiss 1, it could come across as just like a dirty book. But there's so much depth to this fucking story. Like, it is deep. And, like, it is twisted and it's fucked up and it's amazing to look at too. Like he's a hell of an artist. I'll tell you.
No doubt. Yeah. And it was, I actually thought that, well, it's also interesting to see his, the progression of his, I guess, storytelling over time.
Yeah.
Cause it kind of changes a little bit art wise. I mean, he's always been Chaykin and his characters always look like Chaykin characters.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, like, the way he tells the story, because, like, if you just take it issue by issue, you don't get, like...
There were some parts where we see scenes and things happening and don't get the explanation of them, or don't get the background information until later, so...
Yeah.
You'll understand it later.
But the background is what makes it special, in my opinion.
Yeah, and
like the
I thought that this story was one of the more easier to follow stories in the book.
Yes,
but it might also be because we have the background of we understand the universe and what's happening in it better now.
The thing you will not grasp, though, I think, with just reading this one issue, at least unless you can point to a page, is that Dagmar is different every decade. Like, you would not get that. Like, you would not know that there's multiple Dagmars.
True. This one is a
revenge story, and it's awful because it's like sort of the origin story of our succubus, Kimberly, and she had a traumatizing event. Well, I guess when she was growing up, her father would rape her, so that's a bad enough.
Yeah.
But, like, he had a bunch of guys go over, and for tires, he exchanged...
Well, they had money.
A gangbang. And money. He let them have a gangbang on his own daughter.
Yeah.
And then on the Titanic is where... I think it was the Titanic where she becomes the succubus. So that takes place later, and she becomes that creature in this. When she was a little girl, she wasn't a succubus. She becomes a succubus, I think, on the Titanic, and then she goes back for revenge on these fuckers, and they're like well-to-do college grads that are industry. They were designed to be industry stuff, but some of it had fallen on your luck. Like, the one guy was like a KKK guy now, and he had a rough time. The other guy was using religion on TV and stuff, and
Yeah, he's a
having
TV
sex with
preacher.
children and people to his advantage. And what was the other guy? I remember the Santa Claus, but what was the other guy?
Guy's a preacher. First guy's a Santa. The second guy, oh, he's in jail for killing his wife and
Oh
her
yeah,
lover.
that was the weirdest one because she had Dagmar infiltrate the prison to get to this guy. That was the weirdest thing. Like I was a little confused on how the two guys ended up killing each other or dying.
Yeah, she
That
got
was
them
to turn on each other,
turn on each
right?
other. Well, yeah, because she sent each of them a letter saying, "I'm going with this the other guy."
Yeah.
So they're fighting over her.
And they killed each other.
They
But
did.
she, in order to do that, that seemed like a lot of strings to pull because she had to come across as
Yeah, she had to pretend
a
she's a
man,
boy, yeah.
get arrested, and then get into the jail cell with the guy that raped her. That raped Kimberly or whatever her name was at that time. Loriella or I don't remember.
Ilona.
Alona. But yeah, this it was a revenge story about those four guys. Well, she killed five guys. She killed her father. That was the first one. And then she went after the KKK guy, and then the prison guy, and then the religious guy, and then finally she went after the Santa Claus guy. But that guy was like a drunk loot. You know, for being these weird, they're portrayed as like captains of the industry. None of them were really successful except for the religious guy. Do you
True.
know what
Yeah,
I mean?
one
One
guy's
was in prison, one was like
a
a
alcoholic
loser
Santa. Yeah.
KKK guy that only had the KKK going for him. So, yeah, it was weird. That first guy, he got crucified too, so and burned. So he got the best torture as the first guy 'cause she got Dagmar to fuck him up the ass. She goes like, "Would you," he's like saying, "Would you get your finger out of my ass and put your tongue in there instead?" And he goes, "That But yeah, that was a great read. Black Kiss 2,
Yeah,
Howard
it
Chaykin,
was funny that it was just
X.
a revenge story.
Black Kiss. What was? Did this come as like a special edition to? Yeah, it was the special edition X
Yeah, it was a one shot.
XXX
Yeah.
Christmas in July special. And then the next one we're gonna read is like a Halloween one, and that one was never printed except in this omnibus. So
Which one? Oh, the Halloween one?
the Halloween, yeah.
Ah, the unprinted one, huh?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to read the back matter too.
Yeah.
After having read the whole thing.
I really wish that Image hired the right company to put this together, though,
Oh
because
man, my binding is like even
my
worse now.
binding is like
It's trash.
fucking trashed. Like how do you even sell this thing? Like if you wanted to.
I
It's like I a damaged book,
you just
but
gotta push them all, you push everything back. Push all the pages back into position. Say, just don't open it. Just don't try to read it.
you'd have to take all kinds of pictures to sell it on eBay and say, well, it's still functional. But if you look at the binding from here, and you look at the side view, and you look at this, you could see what's happening.
There, I pushed all my page. Oh no, now they just pop back out again. Yeah, mine are basically completely detached at this
My,
point.
my, mine are all detached except for the back matter in the last story, but as soon as I read Halloween, it'll all be
Will be
detached.
my actually my
Yeah.
first couple of pages sections are still attached.
Not mine.
My middle is
The only thing that's keeping mine together now is the cross stitch.
yeah. Luckily, the pages are all cross stitched in, so they're not going anywhere. Well,
Yeah.
unless the whole th I guess they could all pop. The whole thing could pop out.
Yeah, I could. But
Hopefully the ends are. Man, these pages are sliding down too. You push it back up. They're all out of order. Maybe we could talk to Heart Shaken about that. Why do they? What's up with the? Actually, if he has someone on the table, we should just like look at him and see how the binding is.
Is he
And
going to be at C? Are you going to C2E2? You
I'm
haven't
not sure.
decided yet?
Yeah, I'm not sure. My brother is moving that weekend, so I need to help him. I need to help him move. So I don't know if I'll have time. What we should do? We should go. We should go to Howard's Chicken table, and if he has a bunch of these on the table, just like open them up in the middle, open them all,
Hey,
and
look
he'll be
at
like,
that.
and if he's getting pissed, he's like, "Hey, don't do that." We'll go, "Why?" And
What
then look at the bindings all messed up. Oh, sorry about that.
amazing book, but it fell apart on me, except the stitching is keeping it together.
Definitely an enjoyable read.
Yeah.
Like that.
Did you read your war comics?
I did read my war comics.
The one thing I found was interesting is how they named that Easy Company, like the guy that was working for Easy. I was like, is that the first Easy Company? I'd have to do research,
Where was
but
that? I didn't even notice that. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember that one.
That was the guy that like earn man this earn your stripes. That was a fucking weird story. Some of these stories are sillier than they are. They're just bizarre. The Blackhawks, the art looks amazing. Like
Yeah, that's.
I love the
I was
art.
gonna say that. It's so funny. Like, yeah, what's the dude's name? Dick Dillon, is that who it is?
Yeah. Let me see.
Why can't I find? Oh, here we go, Blackhawk. Yeah, Dick Dillon.
Dick Dillon, it's amazing
I know. I
art.
was like the creases he puts like in the uniforms is insane. Like the level
Oh,
of detail in the
yeah, the level
uniforms
of
is
detail is
crazy.
amazing.
It's like
And
how many line like how
his
did
women look
God.
beautiful too. It almost has like an Aparo look to it. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's a Yeah, this Yeah, that
He
kind of blew
draws
me away.
some
Yeah, blew me away.
beautiful
The Oh
women.
no, I what page are we on? I lost my place.
We're on
Oh, here we go.
211.
Yeah.
It's the start of it. The cover to it's amazing because it has my favorite Blackhawk device on it, which is the War Wheel. Like when it ha I love the Blackhawk stories with the War Wheel. When Mark Evanier did the War Wheel story, that was like one of my favorite Blackhawk comics ever. But
Oh, that sounds good. I have to pick that one up.
the Mark Evanier run is so good. Like that.
Let me see if I have
If
any of that.
you want, okay, this is the order you need to read Blackhawk, in my opinion.
Oh
The
yeah, not in
Blackhawk, Mark
my
Evanier.
spreadsheet I have want 251 to 273 Evanier.
Yeah, that is the best Blackhawk. And then I would put Howard Chaykin's Blackhawk.
Yeah.
Because to me, that is what made me like,
I think I have that. Just
yeah,
clicking
it's
once.
good.
Yeah, that was my introduction to Blackhawk 2.
Yeah.
I remember exactly when that came out. Prestige format and all.
Yeah, it's prestige format, and the guy's getting a blowjob on the table when he's doing business. That's that's that was the one thing I
That's
remember
what you remember.
out of Howard Chaykin's Blackhawk.
Yeah, I do. I don't own any of
Because
the Evanier ones, but
at the time of that Blackhawk came out, I don't think I've ever seen a blowjob in comics.
That's you definitely need to tell that to chicken if you go to a museum. There's your inn.
When did that come out? It was in the 90s, right? So it would have to be when I was in college.
I think
college.
It was earlier, 88.
I was in college still.
Yeah, it was college for us.
And at that time, I definitely did not see blowjobs in comics.
I only think of what I saw.
Because you might have.
I did, because I was reading Omaha.
but you had read a lot of black and whites. At that time, I wasn't reading that many indies. And if they were indies, it was like an Eclipse book or the Quality or, you know, the 2000 AD stuff. And you wouldn't see that in there.
I remember when I turned 18, because back in the day, if you wanted to order adult comics, like mail order, dealers, you had to send like a proof of that you're 18.
Yeah.
So I remember I had to send a copy of my driver's license to prove I was 18, and I ordered, and I was finally able to get a bunch of Omaha the Cat Dancer comics. I was very happy.
Yeah.
So I think that was my first blowjob in comics.
Later in the 90s, I got Rambo, and that didn't leave anything. That didn't leave anything to the imagination. That was definitely in your face, XXX.
Nice.
Blackhawk opens up with this. They're going after this. They're causing avalanches to happen.
Look at all those lines on the first page. Man.
I know.
Like, all the folds and all... Like, there's so many uniforms and so many creases in all the uniforms. It's insane.
But you know what I like, too? Is they're all wearing similar uniforms, but they all look distinctively different.
What do you mean?
Like, the members of Blackhawk, you could tell the French guy and the old guy and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
all these guys. Oh, you Stalin mean House,
as opposed to having a bunch that look the exact same, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's decent variety, an old guy. And
sizes and their faces don't
guy.
Look the same.
Yeah.
You don't get confused, you know,
yeah, you
which
can tell
ones
who's
are
who.
Which.
Yeah.
But anyway, Blackhawk says, these avalanches, they're not normal, so let's fly and see if it's this... fucking clown Vaccaro. And sure enough, his plan determines it is Vaccaro, and they get in, have a run-in with his daughter, and Vaccaro doesn't even care about his own daughter. He's willing to sacrifice her, but the Blackhawks save her life. And
a very humorous way, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, they make a chain.
Yeah, she's hanging on off the edge of a cliff or like a rock face. And they're like higher up on the mountain than her. Yeah, so they like hold on to each other's legs. Like, I don't know who was on the top and what he was holding on to.
Yeah, it doesn't show what he's holding on to.
But somehow he held the weight of like six dudes to rescue her.
And it's like, if you're not the first guy, then you have an ass in your face.
You do.
You're right. Every one of these... And that's right gotta be little. Like that's gotta be like sweaty ass because you're fucking.
Plus, if you're dirtying yourself, you know there's gonna be some toots coming out. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry, I didn't mean to fire right in your face.
It seems like that first guy. How would you even pull up eight men? Like,
it's like if she can't hold her own weight, how is that dude gonna hold like? Six guys.
That has to be that Stalin House guy, that big old Swedish dude or whatever his name is.
Oh yeah, is it? Yeah, must be. He's the biggest dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, I wish they. I knew specifically they didn't show because I'm like, come on, it's a cop out. It's like, how in the world are they holding up everyone? They just took the easy way out. Let's just not show it.
Let's not show who's holding them, and let's not show how.
That's right.
But everybody else has an ass in their face. So they save her life, and she kind of betrays them, walks them into a trap, and then later changes sides
Yeah,
against her father.
shows them how to escape.
The second story is weird because it's like out of time. It's about an
Was
island,
a cool
and
concept, actually. Yeah,
yeah.
it's an island where Norman ships landed, and they have
They
English
met
prisoners,
slaves, yeah,
and they landed on
prisoners.
this island. And they've lived there for like 900 years, and they've kept the same social structure. So the Normans are in charge, and the English are slaves.
Yeah, and Black Hawk comes and frees the English.
He tells them, "Yep, the English actually, you guys won the war." Yeah, they use their planes to.
Oh, that's the that this one's kind of funny because they do the planes to do magic.
Yeah,
Like
because
to
he
say
said.
he's a
Yeah, he says he's a
sorcerer.
sorcerer because they see his like flashlight and they think he's a sorcerer. So it's like, well, if you're a sorcerer, then
Change the weather
yeah, change the
or
weather. So they,
block the sun.
yeah, so they like to change, yeah, to make it rain. So they like seed the clouds with chemicals to make it
Yeah.
rain.
And then when they show the lights, it's daylight, like he turns
Yeah,
like
turn the
night
lights
into
on.
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And then the last one, that was funny because Black Hawk fakes his own death
That was
to,
cruel, man.
yeah, he fakes his own death to train the rest of the Black
They
Hawks.
have a memorial for
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
him. He fakes his death, and the poor team has a memorial for him and everything.
Yeah, and he becomes a villain called the Question Mark, and then
Yeah, the question mark. He attacks
steals
them.
all the weapons, the flying
Right, because
tank and the
they're on an
iron
island. Yeah, they're
octopus.
on an island, has a museum with all the villain vehicles and stuff. They got to use the war wheel.
Yeah. And then they catch on.
The
They
flying
ca they
tank.
catch on that it was because of the bird. That's
Yeah.
how the rest of,
Yeah.
the bird always makes this like noise when he sees Black Hawk,
Yeah, it gets all
and
excited.
when he
Yeah.
went near the question mark, he did that caw caw, and they're like, "Huh,
Well, we know who he
what's
is
going
now.
on?" He faked his own death. The test has proven that each and every Black Hawk is capable of taking over my command, and now I can put my mind at ease.
I'd be like, dude, isn't our thousands of experiences thus far shown you that we're capable?
Yeah.
We had to fight you.
It was entertaining. Black Hawk was for sure. I liked it a
It
lot
was.
more than the other one.
And it was fun to see all those vehicles in action
In
from the
the art,
museum.
like you said, the art was amazing.
Oh, man, so good. So good.
This is how a lot of it looked in the Golden Age too, so this
Yeah.
is like 1950s, but in the 40s it looked really good as well. And then we get a what is the
Men
other
of
title?
all American men of war. Number 42.
This first story, I don't know if I was supposed to laugh, but I found it humorous.
Part of the reason it's funny is because we keep seeing stories that are focused on like one object or one thing, and this time we're focused on an arm.
This guy was jealous of his own fucking arm. He's like, they're gonna give all the credit to
Credit
my
to my arm.
arm. They don't even know me as a person.
They don't even see me. All they see is my arm.
So this guy's like a sports figure, right? I mean, he's in baseball, he's in
Golf.
golf, and then he's using a machine gun because he doesn't want to use his arm, and nobody could deal with this weight of the gun and all this stuff without an arm. So they're like, give credit to the arm. And then when he like throws something, he's like, "Oh, they I can't throw the grenade, so they'll never say it was my arm." It's so ridiculous. And then they raise his arm at the end. They're like, "Champ, this is the
Yep.
best arm."
They raise his arm.
This poor guy doesn't even have a name. He's just called the arm.
Does he have it? He doesn't have a name? I didn't notice that.
I don't think he did. I don't see him ever call him anything.
The golden
The
arm,
arm
man.
can toss, they call him the arm.
Just call him
That
the
arm
arm.
can toss a grenade right into the mortar's throat. And then he uses his arm to punch the Nazis and take over, and they're that's arm. That's a
That
weird
was funny.
story.
Yeah, it was a weird one.
The Eyes of War is kind of like everybody on this squad is amazing.
Who did the art in this one? I like the art in this one too.
Yeah,
Let me look it up.
this was really good.
246. Arms War, Jack Abel.
Jack Abel?
Is that how you say it?
Who wrote it? 246.
Bill Finger.
The creator of Batman. Where Bob Kane took all the credit.
Yep.
But this one was interesting because
Next
it's
issue
like,
is almost all Bob Haney stories, ironically.
yeah.
Actually,
The
one of these ones is.
this one here is kind of like everybody on the squad is looking up to somebody else, like, oh man, that Sarge is leading us, and then he's good, and then the lieutenant steps up, and then the private steps up, and everybody on the squad is amazing and a hero. You know, like everybody could run this squad. That's what that story was about.
Yeah.
This private end up saving the day at the end. So it started off with like the sergeant and then the lieutenant, and then it went to the private. And then this one kind of
Right.
bothered me because it's like it's called Earn Your Stripes. And it's about this private that's kind of like telling his sarge like, "Earn your stripes, you don't do shit." And he ends up like leading everything like. And it turned.
I like this story.
It bothered me that he was like, "Earn your stripes," though. Like, he was.
Yeah.
I didn't like the guy itself, but I like what he did. Like, he was like, I wish this guy would step up and do his job. And
Right, because he was always, he was always in the front and leading them, and he's like, "Why am I leading them? The sergeant should be up here
yeah, and
leading
then
us."
it kind of like wraps it up at the end because the. They go, he said, the sarge said, follow him. When we got hit in that shelling, and you'll see a man earn his stripes. And you sure did. So he actually became a sergeant.
Yeah, because the well, did they say the sergeant got hurt,
Yeah.
right? So the whole time he was leading, pissed off that the sergeant wasn't leading, but it was all because the sergeant was hurt. And
Yeah. This next one.
war's this way, easy, let's go.
Yeah, that was the Easy Company one too, where they mention Easy
Yeah.
Company.
Yep, E for your company, E for
E for
easy.
Easy. The Fighting Desert was my least favorite because it's just like this guy's seeing
Yeah,
inanimate
it was kind of
objects and
silly.
it's
Yeah,
kind of like leading him to destroy the Nazis.
he keeps seeing objects looking like faces, and he throws grenades at them and wins.
You know, that's a part of World War II I don't know is like
The
did
desert.
they go into Egypt too? The Nazis were everywhere. I know they were in Africa, but I didn't know like the part in Egypt like played.
Yeah,
'Cause this was distinctively a Sphinx, at least to me it was.
He was in the desert for sure. Yeah, he even says that Sphinx looks like a Nazi.
Yeah.
That Sphinx looks like a Nazi.
Yeah, I like the Black Hawk the best. That was what stood out.
Yeah, I think so.
So far, it's my favorite to the anthologies. We got GI Combat next. Looks like a Frogman story coming up. I like those.
You do.
What did I watch recently that had a Army Ranger? Oh, it was on Netflix. War Machine. That was pretty cool.
War Machine.
Yeah. It's a brand new Netflix movie. It stars Alan Richardson, the guy that's Reacher or Hawk and Dove in the Titans TV show. He's a muscle-bound guy, that's for sure. And you wanted to cover the Book of Lost Souls. How did I end up getting this? Did you pick
Because
this up
I
at
got it, yeah, I got it, and I said it looked awesome, and I think you liked the cover, and you asked if the interior art looked good, and I said it did, so you got it.
I couldn't remember. You know what I thought it was when you told us to look at it? I thought it was by the Jim Ballant's wife.
Holly.
Ollie, yeah, that's what I thought. But it wasn't because when I read the credits.
It was
'Cause
not.
I remember you talking about some of the Holly books too.
Yeah.
So I thought this was one of them. This was an anthology of horror stories. The art was really nice, by
It
the way.
is. Yeah, I really like the main story's art.
I don't know much about Lead Belly, but I think this is my only Lead Belly book.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any other Lead Bellies. I'm not sure how much they've
Matter of
done.
fact, I search on Lead Belly and only two books come up. Interplanetary Lizards of the Texas Plains
Oh, you know what? I think I might have picked that one up because I
and
think I did this search before.
Book of Lost Souls, which is out of stock right now because me and you bought the only two copies.
we bought their copies. That's funny. Lead Belly. Yeah, I think I might have. Yeah, I bought that. Or did I buy it? Or maybe I just added it to my.
I think
Oh, there's a bunch of issues of it. I think I have one issue of that.
I'll put one in my queue for Interplanetary Lizards of Texas Plains just to see. But there's not a lot of this Lead Belly stuff. What
There's
it's a
not.
great it's a great cover, for sure.
It is Dynamite Cover by Alan Jude Suma is artist.
Which was your favorite story? We had the circus one, we had the drunken father, and
Have to remind myself. I like them. I really like this. I thought they were all good, actually.
let's see, that's the circus one.
I remember the dump. What was the second one?
Oh, the dump one. That was the toxic dump.
Yeah, there's a
So you had
toxic
the
dump.
toxic dump, the circus, and the father, the drunken father. That was the one that he left his daughter out in the wagon and he went drinking. He says, oh, he follows the sexy woman into the bar and he's kind of like in
Oh,
hell.
was that the one? Oh, yeah, that was a good story.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yeah, that was good. I like that one. I think I like that one and the circus one. But I like the circus one just 'cause
Yeah, had a freak with
I
goat
like circ
feet.
yeah, I like circuses.
I didn't notice that it looked like he had one foot that was normal and one that was a goat's foot.
Yeah, he
The
had a
guy
ghost
holding
foot.
the balloon, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the first story is what was it? It was about a there was a junkyard and oh, there was
Homeless
like
man.
yeah, homeless vet was living in the junkyard and the junkyard owner was trying to kick him out. So he went to this one building that had like toxic chemicals in it.
I think he was allowing them to dump
Yeah.
toxicities on his land.
Yeah, that's where we find out that yeah, he was allowing a company to dump chemicals on his land and they end up turning the vet into a mutant.
A mutated monster that got revenge.
Yep, got revenge on him. Ripped his face off.
And then the circus one was about three friends, two guys and one girl that would sneak into the circus and not pay, and then go ride all the rides, and they run into a a creepy looking dude that holds balloons, and he
Yeah,
gives the
selling
girl a
balloons.
black balloon,
Yeah.
and then the guy takes it from her.
He does.
And then he ends up getting killed.
Yeah, that's the way they signal that this person needs should be ad abducted.
Yeah.
And it's actually a family of goat people.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get the girl because they're trying to breed in purity to their bloodline so they can be less goat-like.
And one of them was like pretty sexy looking, and then she takes off her, and it looks like she has like plant or something growing out of
Hair.
her
Yeah,
body.
she has hair. Yeah, she has a hairy
Yeah.
torso. I think my favorite story was the middle one, though, about the, like you
The
said,
drunk?
yeah, it was a
Yeah.
guy who's going home and his kid's sleeping in the back of the, it's like a, was he in a horse-drawn carriage? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was, and then he the girl's like, "I'm cold," and he's like, "Toughen up, Buttercup." And then he hits
I'm
her, and then he's like, "I'm gonna go drink." And then she's
gonna
like,
go
"I'm
get a
gonna forgive
drink.
my father, you know, I'll just be cold in this wagon." And he goes, "I don't know if she was ever in the wagon though in reality, because he gets there, and he's like in a
I think she
hotel."
was, because didn't the
Well, it said later on his
police
aunt, she's
find
gonna
her?
go to the aunt, but.
Yeah.
Seems like she would have froze to death out there, but
Yeah.
because I
Well,
think that was like,
he goes into a bar. Well,
but
first he's like, where did
that
this bar
bar
come
is,
from? I haven't seen this
well,
before.
it's like Hotel California. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's
You
a bar you
can
go in and you
enter,
can
but
never
you
get
can never
out. Yeah.
leave, right? And he sees his buddies there, and his
Dude,
buddies are
buddies who
there.
had died, right? Aren't they like,
Yeah, he's like, "Why are you alive?"
yeah. And then he realizes he's trapped.
Yeah, he's dead too. He's
But the
fro he fro
party never
he
ends.
froze like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Yep, they found him. They found his body in an abandoned, where the bar was is now an abandoned building, and yep, he's frozen. Drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good story. I liked
So
it. I
like
quite enjoyed it.
I have a question for you. When you bought this smile for the camera, you didn't know that they were licensing horror movies,
You know,
and
maybe when I bought it, I might have known, but when I read it, I had forgotten.
well, this is the first appearance of Smile in comics. So,
Oh, there we go.
I mean, if you're into horror collecting, that's what this one is. And this one focuses on like a group of girls that are in working for the same model agent to like earn stuff.
Yeah, and it's a new girl starts at the agency.
Yeah, and it's kind of like just a like the lives of these models, and weird shit starts to happen. And well, it happened on the plane as one of them was flying over.
Yeah, it opened where she was on the plane and she looked out the window and saw like one of the luggage handler guys throw himself into the engine.
Then he smiled before he did it. Do you see that?
He did smile.
And that's how it usually spreads if you watch the film, like.
Okay. Like if you watch it, that's how you get it.
Yeah. If you witness it, then you're the next one, and then
Okay.
you try to survive. So it's obviously after her. And then it attacks. One guy's trying to rape them, and he gets his nose busted. But they're all modeling. Is her face really messed up? No, it's not. She's seeing herself in the reflection, and it looks like it's all melted
Yeah,
off.
whenever she looks in the mirror, it looks like her face is melting in.
And you got a bunch of assholes in this, like photographers and stuff that they're
Yeah,
having to
everyone's
deal
trying to
with.
take advantage of the models for sure.
Yeah. And it really doesn't get going until like the last page where you witness the death of one of the models, and she's got a smile on her. Because there's like five of them. I think there are five models working for this guy.
Yeah.
They're doing a shoot in London. Or he says he wants, they want to shoot in London. But now they have The Quiet Place coming, and they had Event Horizon, which is like a sci-fi horror. And I think they're
Okay.
coming up with a IDW crime line in the new previews, so they got a new crime noir
Do they? Is
dark.
that on my list?
It's not
Oh, is it
until next one,
not this month, but next
April,
month?
yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if I. What does IDW have this month? They got Zorro.
They do, and next month they have Tarzan, so they're really going into the pulp for sure.
Do you see who's writing Zorro?
No.
Oh, you should look.
Francisco Francavilla, who's doing it?
No, someone we've talked about on the show.
We've talked about a lot of people on the show.
Yeah. We
Has he
keep
done
talking about
Zorro
him quite a bit.
before?
That's a good question.
Well,
It's by one Mr. Howard Chaykin.
oh shit.
Yes.
That's why you're trying to get me to say it.
Yes.
Too bad he's not drawing it, right?
All new. No, he's just writing it, yeah.
We have a comic book from Mad Cave called Don't Forget Your Briefcase by Elliot R
Oh yeah, I have to look up my.
Rahal
I read this one a long time ago, so I have to
and
find my
Philip
notes on it.
Seve.
If I have notes, I think I do.
This one I really, really liked. And I'm still not quite sure
I didn't like it as much as you
how
did.
the mother is a spy, but it introduces a mother and her son, and he gets picked on a lot. And it also introduces like a bodyguard who's gonna protect the president, I believe. And it turns out this kid was carrying a briefcase all along. Like he beat the hell out of another kid with his father's briefcase because his father died, and now he carries like the briefcase with him.
Right. So his
And
father died in the past, right?
yeah,
And
and
yeah,
then
and he
she,
carries it
this
around.
his mother works at the White House, and later on the president comes by, and there's an assassination attempt. And I don't know if the president actually dies, but they capture the guy, and then the suitcases got switched. The president was carrying the nuclear suitcase, and the kid had his father's suitcase, and now the kid has the nuclear suitcase, and that's crazy. And then you also learn somewhere that his mom is she Russian? She goes, this is Foreign Intelligence Service Office Katrina Milfer requesting immediate support, translated from Russian. And Boris, I might have just actually started a nuclear war. Yeah, it's crazy. I like this one a lot. I thought it was great. I thought everything made sense. I thought it was well written, and I just it rocked me. Like, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I can't find my notes on it, but I think I liked it more than I remember because I do remember the story pretty well.
Yeah, I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I think I probably gave
The
it four out of five.
smile I gave a 4 out of 5. And then we have Is Ted Okay? Did you read that one?
I did.
What were your thoughts on that one?
It was awesome.
This was when I saw the so I actually saw people making fun of this book, made me wanted to read it more, 'cause there was a lot of people complaining
Making
like
fun of it.
well, they were saying like, why is this book hot? And they were reading the solicitation. And then I was like listening to the solicitation and I was like, wow, that doesn't sound good. Like, why is this book hot? And they showed like two or three panels, and if you don't see the art in its context, you're like, well, why? I would have said, well, why is that hot? But this story was cool. Like, it was awesome. It's about an awesome computer
Yeah,
guy that
and
works for
I
his
would say
company.
I probably have a different view of it when it was solicited. Hang on, I gotta drink some water. Because I've read some Dave, how you say his name? Chisholm
Chisholm?
stuff before, because he I remember meeting him at Heroes one year, and I can't remember what book was coming out by him at that point. But I know more recently he, oh, excuse me, he did the art. I don't know if he wrote the story or if he just did the art in like it was it was something about a jazz musician, maybe Charlie Parker. I don't remember offhand. I need to look it up to see. But I was already a fan of his work going into this because I know what he's capable of,
Yeah.
I mean. I'm not being like I know more than other people in this case because he's like very well known. Oh, Miles Davis, that's what was the book he did. So he did the art in the Miles Davis graphic novel. So I mean, he's got chops for sure because he's getting picked up for these like major books.
Yeah.
So going into this, I knew it was going to be good
Well, this is
because
probably his creation, I would imagine.
yeah, I think it is. And I wonder, yeah, I don't remember. Spectrum, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of that he did.
Oh, I didn't read that yet.
Yeah, but yeah, I knew going into this he has serious chops when it comes to art.
If you look at this from a even like a business standpoint, it's kind of weird because he's like a productive guy and they hire this one woman to monitor the workers for workers that would be like insider threats or a danger to the company or
Or the it seems
suicidal.
like yeah, it seems like well, not suicidal.
I thought that was one of the criteria. Well, it says
Homicidal.
I
Homicidal.
took for warning signs of suicidal or homicidal tendencies, mostly the second one. So like homicidal
Yeah, but
tendencies.
then she says, doesn't seem like they care much if an employee is suicidal.
Yeah.
They only care if it's gonna be a liability to them.
Yeah.
So they don't want their employees to go crazy and start killing other people are killing their coworkers. They don't care about suicide, though. Yeah, it's even weirder though, because later in the story we find out that she's not the only one watching these people. There's people higher than her who are watching them as well,
Yeah, that's
who
it's
think that
fucked.
she's re who think that she's redundant.
Yeah, it the whole thing is like bizarre. And like this guy's like incredibly productive, so the company loves him. Like he just goes in, he does his job and he does it
He
incredibly
puts on his
well.
headphones and he doesn't talk to
Yeah,
anyone.
and he just goes to town and he's awesome. But he tends to draw these aliens like
Yeah, he draws the same picture
the
over and
same
over again
picture over
of
and over
aliens
again.
looking down on him.
And he really doesn't have a social life. Man, this is like the movie I just watched on Netflix. I always saw the movie poster as a kid in high school, and I was like, I want to see this movie. And it was on Netflix, and it was called After Hours. Believe it or not, it's a Martin Scorsese film, and it's got like a lot of good actors in it. But it's about a guy that works in a company just like this thing, and he's a word processor guy, and he just meets a girl played by Rosanna Arquette at a diner because he's reading a book, and they just make small talk. And she says, "Well, I'm staying with my friend," and she makes paperweights. And then, here's my number if you want to buy some paperweights. And he obviously doesn't want to buy paperweights. He wants to get in Rosanna Arquette's pants. But it leads into like crazy shit. Like he goes
Yeah.
into Soho, New York, and everybody's a weirdo. Like it's fucking insane. And it has like so many actors that it'll just blow your mind when you see him, like
Who's the
Terry
main
Garr.
guy? I don't remember his. I can picture him, but I don't remember his name.
I can't remember the guy's name.
He's a guy you've seen in other things, though.
Yeah, I've seen him in a couple other things, but
Yeah,
most.
I've seen that movie like a long time ago. I didn't know it was on Netflix. I should watch that again. It's been so long since I've
It's
seen it.
if you want to watch it, it's leaving in April. So like,
Well, better get on it.
I saw it show up, and I said, you know what? Since I'm exercising, I've always wanted to watch this movie, and it was like batshit crazy. But it kind of the beginning, it reminded me of this comic I had just read. So just because of the situation that this guy was in. And like
Yeah.
his only friend was this cat. Like he would always meet with this
A
cat and feed
stray
this
cat
cat.
guy in the
Yeah.
alley.
And he had trouble sleeping. Like it was just all fucked up. And all she could think about was him because she thought he was gonna kill him. He thought he was gonna kill himself.
Yeah. And it's weird 'cause she can watch him at work, but she can also watch him like when he's sleeping at home. It's like
It's insane. It's like they planted all that stuff on their employees.
Yeah. Yeah, and the concept of this is there's one company, what are they, Ain something, Ain Sign, who basically own everything, right? They own the airlines, they own this company he works for, they own, basically they've taken over, right? It's a society that's run by, this Uber company. And they even show an ad. I can't remember if it's one that he works, because he works on creating ads. I think he might have created it, where it's called Unborn Soldier Bonus. It says mothers to be.
To be $2 million.
It says commit your baby to military service beginning at the age of 14 and receive a one-time bonus of $2 million. Yeah, so while you're pregnant you can sign your baby up to be a soldier. It's like, wow.
Then she's monitoring him, and I know she's being monitored, but she goes to talk to like HR, to try to get help.
Yeah, to
And
say
they're
she's
like,
worried about him, yeah.
yeah, 'cause she's really getting into this guy's life and something's going on, and she follows him 'cause he'd go to the airport and watch the planes land. And that one night, all hell breaks loose with like aliens. And he like burns in his car and she sees him aflame and puts him out.
Yeah,
And
and
that's.
she calls 911, and then someone comes to get him and takes him away, and then the ambulance shows up. So
And
basically,
then
the looks like the corporation took him.
the next day you see him just walking in the with his headsets in.
Yep, he's going back to work. She's like, "What? How is Ted okay?"
It was a good series. I really like this one. I didn't expect it. So Bill, I've been kind of like watching these trends with these books because I find it fascinating. How And I'm trying to find the ones that are really clicking with me. Like I think the one that's like Dork is already with $100 raw. Like it, I don't get it. Like I, it, and my brain wants to sell it, but I'm too lazy. And it's like
I know.
because it's really nothing I haven't seen before. And
Right.
because it's in that like
Yeah,
Dungeons and
I should
Dragons
read it,
fantasy
and
realm,
yeah,
it's
maybe I can,
sort
maybe
of
it'll
out
hit me
of,
differently.
yeah, that and White Sky. And now
Yeah.
there's another one called 51, which is a Mad Cave one, which is hot as well. And I
I don't
forget
remember if
what
I
the other
got.
one.
I don't know if,
It's
remember if I
like
got 51.
there's another Image book right now called Tyranny Island or something like that. Is it? I
Oh, the one
think.
with the girls on the island?
Yeah. That one's hot now.
I did get 51. I'm actually getting the 9 singles because, it's a bunch of it's a girl's prison on an island. So.
Yeah. We should read that one for next time. Do you
Yeah, so I
have.
don't know if I got that one yet. What's it called? You don't even know what it's called.
Tyranny Island, I think.
Tyranny. I can't spell tyranny.
Neither can I.
Hyra? No, tyrant. I don't think
Tyrant
it's
Island.
tyranny. What
Tyrant
is it?
Island.
I'll just look up island. That'll do it. Tigris Island.
Tigris Island.
You're way off. Yeah, I'm getting Tigris Island.
You don't have it yet.
Singles. I'm getting in singles, not in my next order. It's being packaged.
Well, that means you're going to get it by the time we record
Record
again.
again, probably.
Are you going to have nectar too?
Look it up. Nectar. Looks like I did not order nectar.
Wow, that one's hot.
No, I missed out.
Why didn't you order that? That was a vault.
Don't know.
That's weird. That's weird that you missed that.
I have to look in my archives. Let me look at why I didn't get it.
Does that show up in your
Nectar.
notes why you didn't order something? Do you
Are you
keep
sure it's called
notes on
Nectar?
the
I'm not finding any matches for Nectar. Is it
Well, it's because
Nectar?
NECTAR.
Oh, Nectar?
Nectar.
Wait, say it again. NEC.
TAR.
Yeah, that's how I was spelling it. No such comic.
Where are you looking at it?
Looked in my note. Oh, it does
Look
exist.
on my comic shop.
It exists. How did I don't know. Why didn't I get this?
I don't know. I
It's not
was.
showing up in my. Was it solicited?
Yes.
I'm not showing it ever being
How would
solicited.
I order it, Bill, from DCBS? How did I order it? If it.
It final order cutoff?
No.
How come
You
DCBS doesn't send out final order cutoff anymore?
know. They've been sending it to me.
Why don't I get it?
I don't know. Maybe it went into your spam. It shows up as a newsletter.
Newsletter.
Yeah, it says DCBS. Whoa, GG.
I'm gonna look, DCBS. I got an. Oh no, that's my comic shop. Why does my comic shop come up when I do a search for DCBS?
That I
Oh,
don't know.
that's interesting.
It
I
sounds
just
like.
got. I don't get anything. I just get item cancellations and order confirmations.
Yeah, I've been getting them.
Oh
You
man.
know what? I don't know if you paid attention to Rob in our chat, but he said that he missed the two bad ideas, the cul-de-sac and I can't remember what
Survive.
the yeah, survive, and I did sure enough, but so I had to
I know,
place
so
in
did
my
I.
comic shop, yeah.
I know, I still have to order those. But Nectar, yeah, I can't find evidence that those were ever solicited, sorry. So I did not get them because they were not solicited correctly. March, oh, they just came out, March. So it's been January, right?
Just
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I missed them somehow.
what was the other one that came out? Well, those
I
I'm
don't
gonna cut.
like it's too easy to miss comics nowadays. Maybe that's why stuff's worth so much. Yeah, I think I just missed Vault that month. Like I totally missed it.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Nectar and
Sucks.
Tigris Island we'll cover next time. I'll just let you purchase that nectar on eBay right now so we could
I
cover it.
could get a second print.
There is a second print.
There is. Did
Let
I
me
get
s
Vault this month? I don't see any Vault. Where is Vault solicited? Is that a Penguin Random House? Oh, I hate their catalog. Sucks.
Don't look at catalogs. Order from the my comic shop. You'll see it. Vault. Or you'll see it in DCBS vault too.
Nah. That's.
But
Oh, yeah.
let's.
I'm missing out on Vault apparently because I forgot it existed as a company.
Well, right now you could purchase one for $17. Why, go do it. Buy it now, $17.
It's not bad for a hot book.
Oh, they have one for 11. Go do it.
11, that's a bargain.
Yes. Eleven.
Oh, I gotta download stupid Penguin Random House catalog. I hate their catalog. Everything's out of order. Sucks.
You still look
Oh.
at catalogs?
Okay,
I
I'm
don't.
gonna
I go
do
through the just the order forms that,
the
yeah.
pre-orders. Oh my gosh, that must take forever. I'm gonna go to other. Oh wait, vaults
I
right there.
bet you
Vault.
going the way I do it is faster than you trying to load your catalogs.
It's possible. Sort by title. Excommunicado. Oh man, there's some. Now I look back and see what comics. Luckily they don't publish very much anymore, do
I
they?
have another one for you for next time if you didn't read it. Did you read Maid Cafe yet?
I did
Did you
not.
get it?
I don't remember. I think I did. I think I remember seeing it. Let me.
It was a keen spot.
I think I got it. Oh, maybe I didn't order it. Oh, Mad Cafe. That's not definitely not how you
It's
spell it.
made,
Made Cafe.
MAID. I forgot you can't
There we
spell it
go.
all.
Yes, I have. I did receive Made Cafe.
Yeah, let's do that one. I like that
That's
one a
right. It comes
lot.
with a trading card.
Yeah, that one was very entertaining.
Nice. I did get that.
Is it okay if I let her in, Barb? Yeah.
It is okay.
Yeah. I had to let her outside, or she's let her outside so she could bring in stuff from the car. So, last but not least, we have The Monster and the Wolf number two.
What a good issue this was.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You know what's weird though is people are attracted to his art, and I think I'm more attracted to his storytelling.
Honestly, I'm a little distracted by his art.
Am too.
It always t pulls me out of the story.
Well, it looks too real, like.
Yeah. Hey, is your comic color or black and white?
Color.
Mine's black and white, and I don't know why.
Interesting. Are you sure you're just it's very muted colors.
Maybe I lost my vision.
Well, I mean it could look black and white, but I definitely see skin color in Igor.
Now, mine is black and
And
white. My cover is muted colors.
oh,
But
your interiors are black and white?
my interiors are black and white.
Oh, yes, mine are too.
Oh, what were you talking about then?
I thought you were talking about the cover.
No, my cover is color. The
Yeah,
cover is
it's
just one
black.
of the pages of the comic.
I think it was done on purpose to do black and white, like the Frankenstein.
Yeah. Oh, I also thought because it's like a flashback
It's
story.
a flashback story of Frankenstein and his son, really, because in this case, he's
That
trying.
was weird.
Dracula's hiring his son to put together the Frankenstein monster out of his. Oh, this is the fucking
No,
twist.
Dracula Yeah, Dracula is hiring, or
The son
is.
of Frankenstein.
No.
Dr. Frankenstein.
He's hiring Frankenstein to make
Bring
the
his son
monster.
back to life.
Right, that's how he gets him to
That's
do
his
it.
son is
Yeah,
dead.
right.
That's pretty twisted.
Well, and then the even more twisted one, the body is the
It's the
body
guy
of
who
the
killed
guy
his
who killed
son.
his son, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because
That's.
that's what was good, because like at the beginning of the story, you think that Frankenstein killed, or the monster killed the
The
son,
sun,
because it looks
yes.
like
Yes, it
Frankenstein.
does. Yeah.
But then, yeah, this was really good. It was, and you're right, like the writing was, he's a really good writer.
He is really good. And if I could do this photorealism, I'd make my own comics because this guy. The thing that amazes me is that people love his art, and I love his covers. Like, his covers are great.
Yeah.
But his art. It takes me a little bit out because it's so like photo, like it's so real.
Yeah, and I'm always looking at it like to see if like did he use AI here?
Yeah.
Is this a model? It's like
It's so weird. Oh, Barb, I did have a comment on your coffee. It didn't let me add cream or sugar like to the app at all. It doesn't give you that option. I went to get Carl's Jr. earlier.
but you failed.
Well, I failed her coffee. She
You
ordered an
failed him
iced
with coffee.
coffee, and the app doesn't let you say, it doesn't let you, like the McDonald's app will let you say, oh, I want three creams and I want two sugars,
Yeah,
and
that's
it
what you'd
doesn't let you put
expect.
it. But she ordered a iced coffee with, I forget what it is. Mocha, a
Vodka. Oh, yeah.
mocha iced coffee, and it didn't give me the option. And I got a breakfast burger with extra egg. It was good. I found out that I really like the breakfast burger with an extra egg because if I just order one egg, it's like I can't taste the
Not
egg, and it's just
enough,
like a
yeah.
burger. Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. But yeah, this. I'm fascinated with this Mark Spears guy 'cause he seems to
Yeah.
it's so weird. He seems to have come out of the woodwork. Like he came out swinging immediately. I mean, yes,
Yeah,
he has that.
he must have been like working on this story like universe probably his whole life, because the complexity of it, like I think he's been thinking of how to, obviously he's a fan of, you know, famous monsters,
Monsters, yeah.
and he's come up with like a world of them living it in, living in, and kind of come up with his own like background stories for all the characters. So this is a really good, yeah, really enjoyable telling of the origin of the Frankenstein monster, I thought. And I liked that Igor was in it too. So
His Igor looks a lot like Marty Feldman
yeah, he has a very Marty
in
Feldman
Young
inspired,
Frankenstein.
yeah, inspired Igor. And then a Bela Lugosi
Yeah, definitely.
Frankenstein.
I guess what surprised me the most is like I knew the book was hot and people were liking his art, but I didn't. I guess I really didn't think I would be so into the engrossed into this monster world.
You
Do
don't
you know what
hear
I
a,
mean?
yeah, you don't hear a lot about this. You hear more about the art than the story. Like all
Yeah.
you ever hear about is the story and the covers, or the art and the covers. You never hear about the story itself.
Yeah, and it's like that's what I like is the complexity of the story, and I think people are just buying it because it's hot and not reading it because
Yeah.
it is so good. I procrastinated so long because we were Monsters and the Wolf came out before I read Monster Number One.
Yeah.
So like I was procrastinating and
Yeah,
I read
I did a terrible job of beating Monsters.
I read every single issue, like every single one, and I
Wow.
love it. I love the story.
Yeah, I need to I got a lot of holes in my monster. I'm getting monsters now, but I gotta fill in. Luckily, I got number one, so I don't have to fill that one in. But
Yeah.
I gotta get a lot of the other ones.
I think that was every comic book, right, that we were covering.
I think so. I don't think I read anything else. In terms of, so I'm also, since we're on the topic of Frankenstein, I'm my exercise show now is the new Frankenstein movie, or one of the new Frankenstein movies.
It's really good, isn't it? Like scene,
Yeah, I'm
like
enjoying it.
film
Yeah, I'm
wise,
enjoying
like
it.
De Toro is doing a really
There's
good
no
job.
Igor though,
Yeah.
but but I'm to the part in the movie where he's created the monsters, so.
Yeah, it's kind of a tragic story because his father sure was an ass, that's for sure. Didn't love the mother.
So I'm enjoying that. I'm trying to think if I watched anything else. I know I watched something. What was it?
I have to pull up my phone because I'm behind in recording stuff, but I do put it on the phone.
Didn't write this down. Oh, I did write down this is not movie, this is comic book related. I was looking at, so I get the Phineas and Ferb collections from Paper Cuts.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I was looking at it and I was looking at the Indicia and I didn't even realize that Mad Cave owns Paper Cuts now.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I was like surprised. I'm like, wait a second, when did they when did they buy Paper Cuts? But yeah, apparently they own Paper Cuts now.
You know what I saw on social media, but I haven't seen it solicited, is that Paper Cuts is coming out with volume 2 of Hero and the God, what is that called? The bear?
Hero and the Robot? No. Hero and
It's
the
God, what is that guy's name? Hero.
Don't know.
A Kunkel. Mike Kunkel?
Oh, and the bear?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I want to get that. I like Kunkel, his artwork, so.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess that fits in their wheelhouse.
Let me see what I watched. Oh, I already talked about it. Almost After Hours. I was really surprised it was a Martin Scorsese film.
Yeah, I didn't remember that. I remember the movie because I remember when it was out.
Me see what
I remember
the
seeing
guy's
it.
name. Oh, you know who's in it? Is Tommy Chong and Cheech Martin.
Cheech and
They
Chong.
play thieves. And John Hurt is in it.
Oh, I do remember that, yeah. I'm like so close to getting the main guy's name.
Griffin, is
It's
it
like there's
Griffin
a D or
Dune?
a B in it. I'm
Is it Ver
Griffin, that's it, yeah.
Griffin Dune?
Griffin Dunn,
Dunn?
yeah.
Catherine O'Hara's in it too. It's amazing.
Leaving soon. Add to my list.
I've never seen it before, and to me it's like a Twilight Zone episode. It's so bizarre. What else did I watch? How come I'm not seeing it? Oh, War Machine. That was the Netflix one.
Yeah, you mentioned that one.
If you like Army Ranger training and stuff like that with a twist to it, you will dig War Machine. I don't want to say what the twist is, or it might It might give it away. I saw Sicario 2. Finally, I wanted to watch
War
it,
Machine. Oh, I had to add.
and it came out on Stars, so like I didn't have to wait long. I was almost to buy it because I'm on that Sheridan Watch Everything, and I was like, "Is this ever gonna come
Yeah.
out?" And it came out the next month. I didn't wait long.
Ah, very good.
And we watched the first episode of The Madison, another Tim Sheridan show. And that was incredible. A matter of fact, I can't talk about
What
it.
was it?
The Madison on Paramount Plus, and it stars
No, I have to
Michelle
figure it out.
Pfeiffer and Kurt Russell.
Okay.
And what's that guy's name? Matt, what?
Okay.
Matthew Fox. And I don't want to say
Sure.
anything about it, but I would love to talk to you about the first episode because I was fucking floored. I can't. I'm driving Barb crazy because I can't stop talking about it. But I just can't believe what he did in the first episode.
What'd you say that was on? Paramount
Paramount
Plus?
Plus, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get Paramount Plus. I don't know why.
The
I can't
Madison.
subscribe to everything. But that
And
has all the
we
Star
are
Trek.
also watching Marshals. That's another Taylor Sheridan, but he's not doing it. So it basically follows Casey, one of the sons of Yellowstone. He becomes a
Okay.
U.S. Marshal. But it's produced by Sheridan, but it's not written by him anymore. He put this off, and it was already renewed for a
Yeah.
second season, so it must be getting the numbers it needs because
Yeah.
it was hitting like 2 million views. And the last but not least, I saw Wonder Man on
Okay.
Disney. And
I started to watch Wonder Man, but I have.
it's such a weird show. Like I've heard at least the people that are in my social network love it. And even
Yeah.
Daryl loves it, and that I am just perplexed by that, because this is it's a very slow burn, and usually he doesn't he won't
The
it,
patience.
yeah he does he loses interest in something if it's not prison girls and talking about sex, but he doesn't like to watch the paint dry, I'll say that.
Yeah, I started to watch that. I think I'm probably partway through the first episode. I don't know if I finished the first episode or not.
Yeah, I do like that the Mandarin's back. The guy
Yeah,
that,
that
well, Ben
was a
Kings,
very very interesting way of bringing him back into the
yeah,
story.
Ben Kingsley, I really like, and I was one of the few that
You liked the way it was handled?
loves Iron Man 3. Like
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 is my Marvel movie, and it's mostly because of the way I love Ben Kingsley in that movie. So he's the highlight, obviously, for me in this TV show.
Yeah. And isn't the concept that he's himself and like that he got like ruined by that character?
Well, he in the movie in Iron Man 3, he they the real Mandarin who had that power, that blonde guy, hired
Right.
him to be a terrorist
Right, hired the actor to
to actually play that
to be the
character,
Mandarin.
and
Yeah.
he the world still knows him as the Mandarin. So like I
Yeah.
think in that first episode you see the airport scene, right? So you kind of
Yeah.
see at least the status quo
Yeah.
of where he is in the TV show.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good way of dealing with the whole thing and kind of using the reaction it got in the
Yeah.
storyline. Very interesting stuff. Yeah, I think it's getting good reviews too. I think it's
Yeah, a lot of
pretty
people
popular.
that don't like Marvel shows like it, so it's very interesting to me. I'm kind of like in the middle on the show. Like after absorbing it, I feel when we were watching it, let's just say I was wanting to tell Barb, let's finish the Madison. Like, can we go to the Madison? Because I was so like, but Taylor Sheridan writes TV shows for me. Like, he knows how to hook me every episode. You know? So, like, yeah. He does no wrong in my book. I'm the biggest Taylor Sheridan fan on the planet. Me and Rob Liefeld. But yeah, I love his stuff, his movies, everything. Like Wind River is one of my favorite movies. Like I just love
Oh,
that
that
movie.
was a great movie, yeah.
He's phenomenal.
Yep, he's definitely
I
gifted.
love what he does with the Native American people too. Like they're in every aspect of all his shows. Like,
Yeah, for sure.
and I don't know where he stands politically or anything, but I like the way he represents everything. Like in terms of homosexuality and all that stuff. Like he touches a little bit of everything, but I dig his shows. Like he writes like a comic book because well, like comic books used to be. You know, they're not like that anymore. But like when a comic book came out when you were a kid or like you were reading X-Men or whatever you were reading, you would read it and then you would have like some kind of thing at the end and you're like, "Oh my God, what's going to happen? Well, next episode." Well, that's what Taylor Sheridan does in the TV shows for me. But a matter of fact, he's probably the only TV show writer that I'll watch two episodes a night because when Barb stays up till like 4 in the morning, but when I come home from work, I got one show in me. But sometimes if it's a Taylor Sheridan, I could do two, or sometimes three. So.
I always piss Melanie off because she'll want to watch the next episode of something, and a lot of times I'm like, "Nope,
I gotta go to bed.
I gotta hold off on it," because I like whatever, postponing my gratification.
Well, sometimes the cliffhanger is just too like it's too big for me. Like I can't be
Right.
left
Yeah. So
hanging.
sometimes I'll give in and we'll watch like just enough to see the resolution of the cliffhanger
Yeah.
before they get into the next story, the
I
story.
also read another book that you probably didn't buy. Book. And oh, The Digger. I kind of dug it.
The Digger, I don't think I am familiar with that one.
I like the art.
Might have stumped me again. Let me look. Who published it?
It was massive, but it
Oh,
was
yeah, Matt.
Invader Comics.
Oh, so that'll be my comic shop then.
No, that my comic
Right?
shop is Philbo.
Yeah, isn't Massive.
No,
Oh, no,
Massive
Massive
is both
is.
places.
Yeah, it doesn't look like I got it.
You miss a lot.
I hate the new system.
Well,
It
I think it's because
makes me miss
you spend
everything.
too much time in the catalogs and just don't take a flyer, but
I'm gonna look. Let me see if I can find evidence of Digger.
Oh no, I'm just making shit up, man. Like,
Wait, when did this come out? Is it
it
old?
just came out, like in my last
Yeah,
shipment.
I don't see it.
Therefore, it doesn't
No.
exist, right?
It does exist in the catalog. But it doesn't exist in my files, so yeah. I guess I didn't
Well, we don't cover anything anymore. So there was one or two books that you said you got, and I missed them because I didn't get them. Sometimes,
Gold diggers, are you talking about? Just
no.
kidding.
That one,
Yeah, I don't.
Is Antarctic. I know what that is.
Yeah, okay, let's go through previews quick then. What am I miss? What did I miss?
I don't know.
What did I miss?
Do you want me to bring up my order form and say what number ones I got?
Yeah, let's do that. What orders are going to be in alphabetical? Oh
Yeah.
boy. Let me alphabetize mine.
Order history. Alphabetized by A first. All right, and then I'm going to search for number one. Okay, absolute green arrow, but you probably don't care about that.
I get the number ones, so I can sell
I
them
got
for big cash.
this one you probably don't care about, but it's Aladdin. I got that.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pass on Aladdin because I don't care.
Absolute Catwoman, I got.
I got that.
Where? Archie Comics 85th Anniversary presents Archie versus or Movie Mania.
Yeah, I'm getting Movie Mania.
Oops, I got Ape number one, one shot.
I'm getting that because it's Richard Tommaso, who I love.
Yeah. Avengers Armageddon number one.
I don't
That's
have that.
Marvel. Back issue annual number one. That's just the magazine.
That a new magazine?
It's
Oh, it's
an
an annual.
annual.
Yeah.
Bad Thoughts number one.
Bad thoughts. I don't do not have that. What is that? Bad thoughts.
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up. Bad thoughts. It is. Oh, Ignition Press. Andy Parks. Oh, Dave Wachter. Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Dave Wachter.
What's it called? Bad thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. I added it to my list.
Barbara Gordon Breakout number one, that's DC.
Yeah, I'll probably get that one just because it's prison and it's Mariko Tamaki.
Blade Runner, but it's
Yeah, I don't get those in singles.
those you don't get them in singles. I got a Boys number one, Bloody Blind Bag. That was expensive though. That's probably totally not your
Is
thing.
it just like boy like the reprint of Boys?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's $24.
Oh, shitballs. What are you?
Yeah.
You're giving in to the collector's mentality now. Bloody blind bag.
Berserker has a new series coming out from Boom, but I don't know if
Yes.
you even got the old one, so.
I do. I gotta decide if I want to get that one or not.
Club Nephilim number one. I like number zero, so
Yeah,
I'm
that was
getting number
great.
one.
I'm on board with that Club Nephilim for sure. The Kai Shan, I think, isn't it? Or Sealy, or both of them?
Yeah, I think it's both.
Yeah. Very
Conan and
nice.
Dragonero number one.
Nah, I'm not getting that.
Concrete Stars Over Sand.
Yeah, I'm getting that. New Concrete.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Cryptoid Core.
Cryptid Core.
Cryptid Core.
Antarctic. Yeah, that's by the dude who did Show's End, which I like Show's End a lot. That was a freak show one.
DC Cross Sonic Hedgehog. That's just another Sonic Hedgehog crossover. Defiant, the story of Robert Smalls.
What?
I don't even know what that is, but it's in there. And I ordered one and two, so that's weird. That's even a weird.
What's it called?
Defiant, the story of Robert Smalls.
Yeah, I don't have that on my list.
And it's got a weird comment by it that says, "Through Diamond, allocations may occur." But like, a diamond's dead, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you're not gonna get it with three defiant. Oh, this is like a historical.
Destination kill number one.
That's a possibility. I don't have any notes on that one. Should probably get it.
Dog tag number one.
Yeah, dog tag. I'm getting that one. Mark Russell. That's a Mark
Doom
Russell
Qu
Wars
yeah.
book.
Yep. Doom Quest, that's a Mad Cave, right? Or is it
Yeah, Mad
something
Cave.
else? Yeah.
Yeah.
Doom Quest number one.
Possible.
Empyrea number one.
Let me see if I have any before that. Don't think so. I don't have Empyrea. I don't even know what that is.
Excommunicated number one.
What's that?
I think it's a vault, I think.
Exco. Oh, vault. Oh, that's the vault. Yeah, I vault doesn't exist anymore. They went out of business. Apparently.
Fall of the House of Slaughter, but I don't think you fall House of Slaughter, so I don't know why you'd get that.
Yeah, that's not on my list.
Hank Howard, Pizza Detective, A Slice of Life, number one.
Of course.
He-Man, The Masters of the Universe, The Wings of Fate, number one.
I don't have that. I don't think I care.
If Destruction Be Our Lot, number one.
That sounds good. Yeah, I have that.
Innards, number one.
I don't have that. Innards. Innards.
Yeah, spelled with two N's.
Yeah.
Innards.
Okay, I made a note. Whatever that is. What is that, do you know?
No.
I'm gonna look it up. Innards. Sounds good. Oh, except I can't spell it. Innards.
Innards.
Oh yeah, Innards. You know, it's
Who is
that.
it?
Oh, it's what's his name? Rob Guillory.
Oh,
Or
is it an
Guillory.
image or what is it?
No, it's Ignition Press, which
Oh,
for some reason
ignore every time.
I miss that one too. Yeah, I hate this new world we live in. It sucks.
Invader Comics
I don't know
presents.
how to not avoid missing stuff.
I just go from A to Z in the
So you just go one
DCBS.
by one through them? Oh
Yeah.
my gosh, it's
But I
so
sort of know the I
painful.
sort of know the world I play in. Do you know what I mean? Like I know I'm gonna look at
Yeah.
Ignition every time. I know I'm gonna look at
I just
Massive every
gotta.
time.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to mark write down these companies that aren't in any catalogs.
Invader Comics presents Devil in the Herd, number one. I do like Invader Comics because they did this The Digger, so I'm sure I'll like that one.
Yeah, I don't want to look that one up. Double and.
Kill Switch number one. I would probably think you're getting that.
Kill switch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady Mechanica number one, but that's many Lady Mechanicas, so I wouldn't say you're getting it.
And I don't think I. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. What to decide?
Matron number one. I bet you're not getting that.
I am getting
Oh, I'm
that.
surprised you saw that.
That was on my list. Yeah, I did see that one.
Naughty Bits number one. Facsimile edition.
I'm getting that because I can't. I think I have number one, but I can't find it. So I'll probably get that. I gotta look again and
Odin
see if I
number
can find it.
one.
Getting that.
Olympus Sega Megalith number one. That's a bad idea.
Wait, what?
Olympus Saga Megalith number one.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Only the Savage Are Left number one.
Possible.
Pooh Bear Adventures, Piglet's Very Bad Day, number one.
Possible. Hey, you missed the Of the Earth.
Of the Earth. Oh, yeah, I am getting that.
Okay.
Charlie Adler.
It's a Condon one.
Yeah. Red Sonja, She-Devil with the Sword, number one.
Possible.
Seven Wives, number one.
Possible.
Slow Down, number one.
I don't have that.
Sorry, not Slow Down. Showdown, number one.
Oh, Showdown. Might have that. Don't have it. Showdown. I'll make a note. Showdown. What company is that?
I don't know. This. I wish it would tell me on the order.
Oh, yeah, you're just looking at the order. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Tales of Green Lantern Corps, Guy Gardner, number one.
You missed She-Spawn. Oh, that might be under Spawn.
Oh, because I don't get it. I get all those from my LCS.
Oh, the shop. Yeah.
And I get all the covers, so I just...
Very excited for that one. Gail Simone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The Life and Death of Lucas Dreamwalker.
What?
The Life and Death of Lucas Dreamwalker.
Yeah, I don't have that, whatever that is.
Don't know. But it has a Frank Avila cover, I can tell you that. Tim Seeley's Lucky Cheap Heat, number one. Tesnia, number one. Tesna, number one.
Tesna?
Yeah, it's got a David Mack cover.
I spell that one.
T-I-S-E-N-A. Tisna. Tisena?
Tisena, yeah, maybe Tisena.
Tisena. Ultimate Impact Reborn, number one. Universal Monsters, Creature of the Black Lagoon, Black and White Special, number one. Valiant XO, number one, but it's really number nine. Vampirella Armageddon, number one. And I think, and then Zorro, number one.
Zorro, yeah.
And then if I go...
I gotta figure out why I'm missing some of these.
And then if I go to my pre-order on my comic shop, let me see what number ones I'm getting there.
There's that one. I have that one.
Where?
Oh, my comic shop? Yeah, what am I getting?
March 19th.
I'm getting...
Where the hell is this? Oh, Payment Plant.
I don't know if I have any number ones. Oh, Liberty Girl. No, I'm not getting that. I don't think I have any number ones.
I have Metron on there, but I think I have it on the other one, which is interesting.
I do have a one. Public Domain Funnies, number one.
I don't have that. What was that?
I think it's just reprints of like old comics. I just want to check it out.
But do you know who the publisher is?
No, I don't even have that written down. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, nothing else is a number one. I have Metron, but I think I already ordered that. So I have Nora's The New Black Presents Little Rock Files. I don't even know what that is.
I don't have that one.
That was expensive. Why did I pick that?
Oh, Little Rock Files. Oh, because that's a Nora's the New Black tie-in, which I don't get Nora's the New Black, so.
What is Nora's the New Black? Is that a black mask?
I thought it was an Image. I could be wrong. It looks like this one's Fair Square, so maybe Fair Square.
Oh, that's what it is. It's Fair Square. So no, not really a lot of new number ones. I'm having trouble justifying, other than I am getting some subsequent issues
Yeah, I'm
and stuff.
getting Valhalla number 3.
I missed that.
Are you getting Valhalla?
I'm not sure.
That's a blaze.
I forgot to look at a blaze.
Uh-oh.
Damn it.
See? The system sucks. I'm also getting from a blaze Popeye Man Overboard. Because I ordered that a long time ago and it never came out, but apparently now it's resolicited.
Can you add stuff to your cart here or no? Are you fucked?
No, you can add. I've done that before.
Okay, so you just go to pre-orders again, like the catalog.
Yeah, I think you just created a new order and it just says like add it to my whatever,
I forgot a blaze.
my list. I'm also getting Christine Heroes Fall trade paperback because this is one where.
Oh, I bought the originals of those.
Okay, because the number one was solicited and I got it, and then I ordered like the subsequent issues, but they were canceled, and now the trade is coming out, so they must have just jumped the trade. So I'll get the trade because I really like number one a lot. I thought that was really good.
I would have
Did
to
you
do
read all
that.
those?
No, I haven't read any of them.
Yeah, that's about a girl who's in a mental institution and she thinks she's a superhero or has superpowers, but they think she's crazy. But is it a conspiracy? Yes. Of course it is.
Okay, so I added those. And then what was that other one that you said, the public domain thing?
Oh,
What
public
was...
domain funnies.
But you don't
You don't
know who
know?
published it.
No, I don't know. Let me go to
Public domain
previews catalog.
funnies.
Public domain. And it says Studio Chikara. And it says this premiere issue features the return of the original 1940s Cosmo Call, another space cat from an alternate universe, blah blah blah. It also includes three other stories.
Okay,
So it's reprinting Cosmo Cat.
I added that crazy shit. There
The
was
original
something else that
Cosmo
you
Cat.
said you added, but I forgot.
Popeye Overboard.
Oh
Popeye
yeah.
Man
But I didn't see that. Was that
Overboard.
Blaze?
Yeah, Blaze. It's a hardcover.
I think I ordered that too. I mean, I think I ordered it originally, it was canceled.
Yeah. Yeah, I was bummed that it didn't come out because it looked really cool. I have high hopes for that.
Okay, I'm gonna do your test now. I'm
Oh,
going to.
see if you can check out.
View cart place order. Begin checkout. Makes me log in.
Yeah, why does it do that? It does that every time, even
I
if you're
don't
logged
know.
in.
Let's make sure that you're ordering, I guess. I don't know. Where's my cart, though? Pre-order shopping cart. Begin checkout again. Continue. Does it tell me? Like, use this address.
Does it say like piggyback or is it just, or I guess it's not really a piggyback. It's just
I'm gonna just add it and see what happens.
yeah, see if it says anything about.
I think
It
it's a
might be.
separate order,
Does it
but
charge you for shipping?
yeah.
I guess it would
Yeah.
because they charge by the item.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way to directly like modify. Yeah, I don't think you modify an existing order.
March.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't see piggybacking. Well, maybe let's look at, maybe if I look at my order, I'm gonna see if I look at my orders, if I can modify it. Orders. Here we go,
So
orders. Nope, that's not it. Where's the order?
my next order, Piggyback, has a book called Edge in it. That's
You all orders.
Greater Mercury, and then the Silver Wolf, Eradicators, Fantastic Fables, which is a Silver Wolf, Fat Ninja, which is a Chris Silver book, Fun Comics, which is AC Paragon,
Okay.
Grips Adventures, I finished that.
Yeah.
Guillotine, which is a Silver Wolf. Legion X
Okay.
is a Silver Wolf.
Wow, you
Sensational
think?
She-Hulk, I'm getting about 10 issues of that.
More she hopes, yeah.
Victim, I think that's a Silver Wolf too.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. So it's like all Silver Wolf and
And She-Hulk.
She-Hulk, yeah. Well, the previous order that I just got, I was getting, I found out I was missing a lot of current issues of Fantastic Four of the first volume that had Walt Simonson, the Walt Simonson issues. So
Oh, okay,
I was filling those in, and I got all of them except for two.
yeah, I know I have those because I was big into the Simonson at that time when they were coming out.
Yeah. What a pain, huh? It's so much harder now, isn't it? It's
Sucks. I maybe that's why stuff's worth a lot because people keep just missing stuff.
or forgetting.
Shops probably happens probably to the shops too, right? They like just completely miss something because
It's too much of it and
you
too.
got to look at so many different places to find what to order.
Well, my LCS guy said he could get me Zenoscope, and I said, "Where are you going to get it from?" And he said, "Universal." And I'm like, "What the hell's that?" So, is that another company you can get books from now?
Apparently,
Yeah.
I don't know, Universal Comic Distribution. I think I remember seeing something about that.
Yeah. Well, I think we could wrap this bad boy up.
Oh, did you is Universal the one that bought Diamond?
Well, they bought something of Diamond, like the toys or
Okay.
something. I don't remember what it was. Games? I don't know. They're distributing Zenoscope, which is weird. And I was like, what else are they distributing? That's it. And I'm like, that's weird to me. But
Yeah. So then
why wouldn't like Penguin and any of those pick them up? Because it seems like they would be at least in the top 10 publishers of comics, like entirely.
yeah.
Did you see what the, let me see what it, is that guy Nick something or another? He's my friend on Facebook, but he's like works for
Comics. Oh, yeah,
Dynamite.
Zenoscope. They do have a Zenoscope. No data matches. Oh, good.
Nick. Oh, God.
It's Universal, shouldn't someone be getting those? Like,
Well,
doesn't DCBS get those? No.
no.
Like, DCBS had to sell a lot of Zenoscope books back in the day. They had to.
They had to. It had to be in their top 10 publishers, I think. It had to.
Don't know about top 10, but yeah, it had to
I
have
mean,
been. Yeah,
well,
maybe
let's
top
think.
50.
Let's think about it. You got. Don't even know what we have anymore. DC, Marvel, Image. Those are your top three for sure.
Yeah, DC Marvel Image are the top ones. Then you got.
Dynamite was listed as four.
Yeah.
Dark Horse is there. Mad Cave has got to be there.
Yeah.
Vault,
Boom.
Boom has got to be there. Archie?
I don't know how.
I don't
yeah,
know.
I have no idea how Archie sells. What about Dynamite?
Bad idea. Yeah, they're four. They're number four.
Oh, they're number
they've,
four.
They, yeah. They've passed Dark Horse, which is crazy to me.
That's crazy. IDW, did you say those?
Oh, IDW's got to be there. So
they got to be up there. Oni, they got to be high too.
They got to be in the least top 15. Yeah. Right? You agree?
I would say they're top 10.
Top 10. It just seems like they would be in there.
Yeah. Then, yeah, I don't know who would be after that.
They're the publisher I struggle like getting, like, and I thought that every time I think it's fixed, there's nothing in the fucking Zenoscope. Like this month, there's nothing in my comic shop. It makes no sense.
There's a Pooh Bear Adventures blind bag. That's so funny. Keen Spot's just doing everything in bags now.
I actually have one of those, so I should read it right now to see if I want this new one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Because it's too much. It costs too much. Like everything Keen Spot are expensive.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, they're like number... Right now, they're like number six. I wish I could share this with you, but I don't remember who... posted it. I should have
number six
it.
In terms of like
according to Comic Hub
money wise,
yeah, or... publisher money wise, yeah,
yeah.
Exposé Holdings, which is Keen Spot.
What percentage of that is Monsters?
It's got to be all of it. Well, Maid Cafe might have done well, but it had a Mark Spears cover. So.
Mark Spears cover, yeah.
I was surprised how much I like it because it was it's definitely anime or manga influenced, but
oh, the Maid Cafe.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was like,
let me see if I can find
this
it.
This is
so kind of
crazy
it.
And cool. Like I thought,
I should have it here somewhere. Oh, I think it's in this pile. Let me see if I can find it quick. No, I can't. Wait, is that it? No. KP. No, I don't see it. It's not in the stack. It's not in the stack. Well, there's Dork. Dork is in the stack. I hear that's worth some money.
You should sell it right now. $100.
Should.
You'd probably pay for your DCBS order, almost. At least.
I wish. I wish I was only getting $100 of the comics a month. That would be awesome. No, it wouldn't, because then I miss out on even more.
Well, what threw me over was that Popeye book, because that was a little expensive. But I ordered it before. I remember we both ordered it.
Yeah, I know. It never came out.
Never came out.
It's too bad. I saw you got some kind of Popeye book.
I did. It was a Harvey.
Oh, here, Maid Cafe. Oh, I can't look through it. It's still in a bag.
It comes with a card, too.
It does come with a card. Let's see which card I got. I just got the cover as a card.
Mine has the Maid on it. Yeah, I guess so. The Mark Spears one?
Yeah, the Mark
no,
Spears
mine,
one.
No, mine doesn't have a cover. It has the Maid on it. But not the cover.
I don't know what you mean.
It has the character, the main character.
Is it the image from the cover?
No.
Okay.
It looks more manga influenced.
Oh, you got the anime one?
Yeah.
Cover B?
Yeah. No, oh, I got the. I bought the Mark Spears cover, but it came with a random card.
Yeah, I
understand. I got a different card than you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it shows them on the back cover. You must have got that one right there, the manga-looking one.
Yeah. I got some weird magazine in my last shipment. I was curious if you got it. Let me see.
Did you order it, or did they
I ordered it, but I don't remember. It's called Hannah and the Hells versus the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, I got that. It's a comic, right? It's not a magazine.
Yeah, it's
Or
a
it's magazine
it's
size.
magazine size.
I did get that one.
You have it?
I do. I know where it is.
Well, we can add that to our list.
Okay. What's on our list so far? I haven't written anything down. Maid Cafe, is that on our
Maid
list?
Cafe, Tigris Island, this one, and the butterfly nectar, which you don't
Butterfly
have.
nectar. Oh yeah, I don't have
But
that
you
one.
maybe you could get a second print. If you maybe you could get it from my com you could probably look it up. See if Nectar number one second print shows up on DCBS. I'll look it up right now. Let me see.
It might be available somewhere.
Nectar. Nectar number three? No, I guess not. I can't believe you're not getting the FOC things anymore.
I know. I don't know why. I'm gonna have to try and figure out how to check my subscription or something. I'm gonna just email them and say, why don't I get FOCs? I mean, it saved me some money, but it probably made me miss a lot of stuff too.
Yeah.
It
Well, I
didn't
was
count.
pissed off with the bad idea, so I'm being a little more. I'm at least trying to look through them. And mostly they're alternate
Email
covers and second
settings.
prints, but yeah, I think we could wrap this one up.
All right.
You've been listening to Geek Brunch on DCNoisePodcast.com, and you can find us on the famous Blue Sky page at Mike Myers Brunch and at DBM00. And also, you can find me on X, where I do some of my comic shopping with Media Mick. And also at Facebook under Geek Brunch Podcast or DC Noise Podcast. And
And you can check out Mike's video appearance.
yeah, where I disinterest everybody with my selections.
Can see how bored everyone is
Out.
with cool old comics
Let me see if I can get the episode number.
that aren't hot for, but they're still awesome.
Why is it when you look for something, you can never find it?
I don't know. It's whatever the
Oh,
latest.
that's because I'm stupid and I'm looking under notifications. And it's not. I retweeted it. I'm on 232. And it's
Episode
titled
232.
of Not Near Mint on the YouTubes. And it's on YouTube, yeah.
There you go. So if you
You
want to see
could you
Mike
could you could hear you could hear
and his
me
comics.
say all the comics that nobody cared about except for Bill. Bill was on the other end saying, "Oh, that's cool." I appealed to one person that was watching.
That's right. At least one
I did
person
get a response when I
enjoyed it.
showed the showcase DC Showcase G.I. Joe
You did.
that people thought that was cool.
You did get a response for that one.
Yeah. Nothing else though. There's no reactions, there's crickets.
I think I'm getting pretty close on my Thet Wilkins boy
Oh really?
to a full. I thought
I'm
so.
way off. How many are there?
I thought there's like 35 or something.
Wow, that's
That will
impressive.
get. Oh, 52. I'm.
You're halfway
Yeah,
there.
I still got a ways to go, but I'm doing pretty good.
That's like Luke, he was working on Betty from Archie.
He was, yeah,
Yeah.
Betty and me or whatever.
I guess he's not gonna be at the showing at Heroes Con this year.
Oh, he's not getting a table?
Yeah, because he told me, let me know when you arrive so you could take me out to dinner. But, oh, no.
Interesting.
But he's working the shop.
Oh, so he's going to be at the shop's booth.
He's working at Sheldon shop. Yeah, he's working at the comic store all weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he must not have any new comics to sell. And
well, he probably looks at like return on investment and his time and like.
I know last year was a rough year.
He's probably making more. He's probably because he's probably paying him in comics, is my guess. That's what my shop does. In other words, you don't have to pay for your comics this week. You just get them.
Is Keith getting a table?
I still got to get my comic done. Damn it. That's something I really have to do. Just to say I've done it, I don't even care anymore.
We're
like, even the concept of my thing is less interesting now that AI's around. Like, I definitely have to place it in early 2000s. Like, when AI was first. Like, I definitely have to make that.
Anything with AI
a
is
caption.
Aged poorly.
Yeah, it's like really poorly. Like, I was using Beowulf clusters back then. That's no longer needed. But so, like,
put the year in.
I have to like punch that in, like inside the inside cover, and like.
You have to do on
the first page
or whatever.
First page. This is when it takes
up
place.
At the top. Yeah, put the date.
Boom.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. It's really aged poorly. At the time that I was writing it, it was kind of
cutting
edge, and now it's like, oh, who gives a shit?
Moves quickly.
I mean, the concept still works, but it's the technology and the stuff that was behind it is terrible. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll see you later and have a good week.
Two.
All right. Let me just find the up button. I always have a hard time for some reason. All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.